Okay.
All right.
We are recording now.
Yay!
That was the first.
Got all of that out of the system.
We started right before I clapped, so we missed all of the.
So we didn't get Jason's murder confession.
No.
This time. It's all hearsay.
Alleged.
It's an alleged confession or an alleged murder?
We didn't get Jason's weird confession, my confession of being an insane person, or any of that.
Okay, cool.
All right, so, welcome back. Last time on Dungeons & Dragons, you guys went to Yemaine, the submerged city on the coast, where you went into this underwater city that was kind of under a protective dome. Deku got to swim about outside very joyfully. Mm-hmm. You found out your fight was going to be underwater, so you went to pick up some magical supplies from Maritime Michelle's Magical Mercantile. Maritime Michelle and Stumbleduck ended up going on a date. Also, Rotvane found a goat and kidnapped it.
A sacred goat.
Before finding out that apparently the goat was named Vitreus and was worshipped as a god.
Because goats are kids. Mm. Kidnapped.
That was the pun Alicia made last time and got inspiration for. So.
Nice.
So you guys kind of separated, did your own things for a bit before taking on your arena fight, which you guys were underwater against the Yemaine sharks. And you won that very handily.
Mostly thanks to Deku.
Yes. Deku was an MVP, but also...
I was very high. I don't remember.
I have no idea. Yes. I have no idea what happened last time.
Same.
But no,
I'm like
fun,
listening
right?
to all of this and being like, huh.
That's the thing?
Cool.
And he said Maritime Michelle's. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Maritime Michelle. And then he said stuff. I was like, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me, but I have no actual recollection.
Memory.
A big part of the tactics, though, came from Tell, who actually went and researched previous, went through the newspapers to find out, what sort of tactics the sharks used, and you guys were able to formulate a good plan this fight.
So what did I do to be...
Well, when you finally understood the concept behind the game,
which did take a little bit of explaining,
you were like, guys, steal the ball, and then we'll pass it down the field, and we won.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we had good defense, good offense, and you were very fast.
You were a five-tool player.
Oh.
Yeah, you did the football better than anybody else did the football.
You were super good at sports ball.
I did the football good, okay. I'm gonna have to actually listen to the episode because I have no idea.
And the sharks refused to eat with us beforehand.
Because they're pretty sure that you drug everyone.
Oh, yeah,
me specifically?
Yes! Because you have drugged previous opponents.
You did show up to spy on their practices.
Well, that, but I don't think I drugged... the one guy gave me drugs.
You drugged the guy and convinced him that he was your cousin or whatever.
He was already high. I didn't give him shit.
That's
I bought
fair.
Mushrooms from him.
To be fair, he was already high. She just took advantage of it.
Anywho. you guys did go out for dinner, though, with the sharks. Well, that would happen in between sessions. And you guys have now...
I wanted a chance to tap that pole.
What? How did it help?
All right.
I gotta find the answer to that. That's why.
All right, well, it's fine. Let's go back. You guys are sitting
down...
for
initiative.
You guys are sitting down for dinner with the sharks. I'll pull these out and pass them back around so you guys can... reacquaint yourself with
or meet for the first time.
Or meet for the first time. these.
Tentacles, Vang, mysterious puddles, Sargoso, the turtle,
tentacles,
Soraka, a hammerhead shark, an aerial face splitter.
Wasn't one of them like glob?
Or that's the only puddle. Thing I wrote
puddle.
Down for
puddle
the
entire. Puddle's name. So that's correct. You took notes.
That's the only thing I wrote down for the entire session.
yeah, I have nothing. I was free.
Yay,
I was, before I got here, I was like, I can't not. Doug, stop it. Please leave my feet alone.
Who's Doug?
Dog. No, before I got here, I was like, I really need my notebook. I've actually written down stuff at every single session. Last time I just sat here.
Last time you posted your car ad.
And applied for mortgages. That's definitely something that happened as well. I remember doing that because I was very monofocused. It's how do people normally do that? I don't get it. What's this? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine was don't act high.
To be fair, nobody seemed different to me. But.
Well, you were high.
Yeah.
This whole usually high. Side of the table did a lot of.
Well, and then Raviga.
Yes.
I remember Raviga got drunk.
He got so drunk he was grabbing my breast. And then he would get under the table.
He was laying underneath the table for a while with the dog.
Oh, that was great sex.
That was a highlight.
All right, quotes from last game. You can lick my feet, which was Tell.
Technically, it wasn't Tell, but
yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
Close going in.
Does your pussy talk?
Who was that?
Rotvane.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Me either.
Margaret, except for pussy, and it screams.
What?
That was Feather Nuts over there.
All right. So,
and that's not my foot.
So it's after the fight. The six of you even sit down for dinner with the sharks.
My gosh, you guys. This is how drunk Ruby was.
Called out.
That is beautiful. Well,
I just aspire that we all...
It was a holiday.
It's the holidays.
Am I the only one who has been completely sober for every game?
Probably.
That doesn't sound likely.
I mean,
I don't drink a game, and I've only been high once.
I'm pretty sure she's
like,
the only one who's.
I'm always like, I gotta focus.
I usually have a few drinks with it, so like, I'm never drunk, but I'm usually a little buzzed. Hey, pup. A little more explore-y this time.
Yeah. I named my weapons.
Come on.
Chopper, stabber, right. And spiker.
So you guys are seated at a long table, six seats on each side, a seat in the end. Priya is sitting at one end. A tall, bearded elf is set at the other.
Bearded elf. That's weird, right?
Yeah, you don't usually see elves with beards. And then filing into the room of the sharks, Vang, the Triton, Ariel, Face Splitter, another Triton, Sargasso, another Tortle, Soraka, the sort of hammerhead shark-looking guy, Tentacles, who walks in on his eight tentacles, and then just sort of this puddle of water.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
And they all sit down.
Are we...
The water just kind of walks through the chair and is sitting on the other side of it.
Are we, like, one team is on one side of the table and the other? Or
yeah.
Are we, like, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work to fraternize here.
And Ariel says, well, everybody, she says, that was a good match. She says, you lived up to your reputation. Really gave us sharks the what's for.
Why do you guys snap?
She says, because we went to watch the Jets, and they did one snap, and we're twice as good as they are, so we do two snaps. She says, we have the rivalry with the Jets. You know, the Jets and the Sharks. It's just
it's an explicit.
It's a tale as old as time.
Well, you're both worthy opponents.
I appreciate that. You're Margaret Stumbleduck, right?
You can call me, Madge.
Madge?
Yeah.
The puddle goes... She says, oh, that's a good idea, Puddle. Madge it is.
What?
Oh, he just said he liked Madge. It sounds like a good name.
Oh.
Is the puddle salt water or fresh water?
Or is it water at all?
She says, oh, yeah, no. Puddle is a water elemental.
Do you...
He's salt water, usually, when the moon takes him.
so you guys wouldn't have dinner with us before, but, like, the match is over. Come and have a meal with us.
No. Exactly.
Aren't they on the other side of the table? Mm-hmm. Like, don't we want to, like, scoot over?
You want to intermix?
Yeah.
We intermix.
Puddles, come on.
Oh, Puddle goes.
Oh, honey.
No, Puddle's right. We should intermix. Come on, everybody. And
how do I need a translator. Puddles, do you speak any other language than...
You just said something really offensive.
It's okay, Puddle. She didn't mean that. And your puddle, your mother is a saint. No, puddle just speaks the water elemental language.
Puddle, can you write?
She says, it would have to be some sort of chisel sort of thing situation.
Waterproof paper.
Because he tends to soak any paper.
What about chalk?
Well, the chalk just sort of.
Chocolate
milk. It washes away.
Washes away, yeah.
Okay. So, can anybody get, like, a wax tablet and a stylus? Waiter! I've got a special request. Should I roll for charisma?
Soraka just says, do you really want to speak with Puddle that?
Don't underestimate the power of body language.
Everyone kind of rearranges, so now you guys are all intermingled. Soraka says, do you really want to speak with Puddle that much?
Yes.
She grabs her holy symbol and puts a hand on you. She says, there you go.
What just happened?
Puddle says, well, I do believe that you've got a comprehend language spell cast on you, so now you can understand me. And then you all hear just...
How long is this going to last?
I believe that the duration of the spell is 1 hour, so... Please, what questions do you have for me? It's so rare that I get to talk to people that aren't half-fish.
Do you eat?
Well, of course, every living thing eats.
Well, I mean, what are you going to have for dinner?
He says, raw fish on rice like the rest of you, I imagine. At this point, a bunch of plates come out, and some, like, cups of soup, and, like, little bits of raw fish on rice, and... He says, have you never made friends with a water elemental before?
I've never met one before. Are we friends now?
Madge, I believe we are friends now.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Of course, but let's give everyone else a chance to roleplay for a second. Who's who are the rest of you talking to?
I want to talk to the Soraka.
Okay. Soraka sits next to you. You get the idea that she's staring at you since, you know, her eyes on the side of her head pointed towards you.
Mm-hmm. So, like, do you spend most of your time in the water or on land?
She says, I prefer the water. She says, I'm willing to come into the dry lands occasionally for special occasions.
Okay. So, like, are you... A shark that was given special abilities, or is, like, your whole family like you?
She says, I'm a shark person.
Okay, so your family is like you.
She says, yes. She says, I'm afraid I don't quite understand the question.
Don't worry about it.
She says, is your family like you?
I mean, they look like me, but, like, they're not
jerks.
Like me. They're...
Wait, isn't your family dying?
No.
What? No, her family's super rich.
No, there was you got a letter or something.
Oh, her parents are dead because they're so old.
Yeah, so they, like, I thought that they were probably dead by now, but, like, I found out they actually live longer than I had originally thought when I had my little...
Okay.
I think that they're probably still alive. They're probably, like, you know, in their... Because I think they live to be, like, in their 70s. I can't remember.
Yeah, 50s or 60s or something.
Yeah, and they're, like, in their 50s.
So okay.
They're fine. They've got a couple more decades, probably.
Okay, I'm glad your parents aren't dead.
Yeah.
She says, have you never seen a shark person before?
I haven't. This is just such a really interesting experience. Have you ever met a dragonborn before?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I thought I was special.
She says, there's dragonborn everywhere you go.
There are?
She kind of, but her eye that you can see kind of squints, and she's like, where are you from again?
Bronzeport. Yeah, Bronzeport. We have quite the mercantile business, my family and I, and so, you know, father always traveled, but we usually stayed pretty close to home. I've done most of my traveling in the last, you know, 5 years or so.
She says, Bronzeport. She says, terrible place, she says. They're just dumping all sorts of shit in the water without a single care or concern for the fish or the fish folk or the tritons or...
But, I mean, we all have a vote, and I mean, like, they should vote if they don't want that to happen.
Oh,
no. She picks up with some raw fish and puts it in her mouth. Like, she opens her mouth, you just see, like, these, like, three or four rows of just sharp teeth. She just, like, gnaws on the fish for a second.
How do you keep those teeth so clean?
Why are these little fishes so small?
Alright, who else are you guys talking to?
I'm just complaining about the food, because it's very small.
You had this the other day, too. This is your reward for the goat god saving, is that you were able to get all the you-could-eat sushi.
I'm going to continue to eat all I can eat.
Sitting next to you is Tentacles, who is also trying to eat as much as he can, as quick as he can.
Tentacles has 8 arms?
Yeah.
I think I want to sidle up to him. I didn't even get to him.
Yeah. He says,
ask him why he doesn't have 10 arms.
No, I'm curious about his fighting style. Is he
while that's
to...
happening, we're going to just be competing for pieces.
So he's talking to you while these tentacles are doing the work for him?
Yeah, I think I'm fascinated by that. Like, does he ever have, like, an 8-some or something? Cool.
Does he ever have a what?
An 8-some.
Well, 19, if you include him, I guess. But also fighting, like, can he wield, like, four weapons at a time? Like, four...
Roleplay this.
Ooh, four dual-wield weapons? Yeah. What a fucking badass!
Yeah. He says, you're asking... Okay, he says, which question do you want me to answer first? He says...
Whichever you're comfortable answering, I guess.
He says, so you have 2 arms. Does that mean you have threesomes frequently?
Not as often as I would like.
He looks at you and he says, yeah, I get busy.
Good deal.
He says, if you're more curious about it, you can hit me up after dinner. He says, but can I equip a bunch of weapons at once? Let me just look here at my character sheet. Yeah, no, I can if I wanted to wield up to 8 items at a time.
Okay.
Damn.
He says, now, you know, that's the easy part. He says, the hard part... He says, it's figuring out where to swing them all at once. He says, it's often quite a racket, swords clanging into each other.
Okay. It's curious, like, do you go into the middle of a fight because you can, like, you're omnidirectional when it comes to fighting people?
Oh, you know, I get in the center of fights sometimes and, you know, all the way around. Mm-hmm. He says, but the problem is I can only see this direction. So, my tentacles in the back of me, who knows what they're up to?
It must be a lot of friendly fire, then.
Yeah, he says, I get a pretty wide berth for my teammates. Says, that's why they keep me near the ball, though, because I can tangle things up. That way I can't fuck things up forward on the field.
Holy bag of balls!
I'm fascinated by this, but not enough.
He says, so what was your name again?
Not awake yet.
Kelly?
Yeah, I know. I just forgot.
That's okay. I my notes earlier today, I wrote Noman, and I was like, no.
Nah.
I miss Noman. He's so good. Straight name.
So,
oh, I'm Tell.
You're Tell. So, do you have a fighting name? Like, my fighting name is Tentacles.
Oh, some people call me the Angel of Death.
That's a lot better than Tentacles.
I guess so. I don't know.
So what's
nobody ever asked me if I have lots of whatever. 8-somes.
Isn't this offensive?
Is it?
Hey, he says he thinks I have a bunch of group sex and can fight everyone in all directions.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I like this guy. Mm. Two of his tentacles slap the other. DQ, who are you chatting with?
I would talk to the other turtle. What's her name?
His name's Sargasso. Yeah.
Sargasso.
He says, ahoy there.
Are you a pirate?
He's got like an eye patch. Is that like a pipe?
The question stands. Are you a pirate?
Not anymore, no.
Ah, you used to be.
Aye, that's true.
You've broken Kate.
I'm just completely...
He says the open sea was the best place to practice my bagpipe playing.
This continues to get more and more interesting.
He says, what about you? Were you a pirate once?
No, not even a little bit.
He says, you were awful fast in the fight today.
That's because I'm awesome.
So you're saying I'm not awesome?
Are you as fast as me?
No. Come on, I used to be a pirate. That's pretty awesome.
I don't know. What did you do as a pirate?
I sailed the seven seas, played my bagpipes, and plundering ships.
Considering you lost an eye, I don't think you're a very good pirate.
You're talking to the pod right
now. You can divide my attention. I've been paying close attention to tentacles over there.
I mean, pirates hurt people. Why do you...
Well, I'm no longer a pirate. I've seen the error of me ways.
We hurt people.
We hurt people who consent for us to hurt them. No, really. They're competitions where everyone agrees to potentially get punched in the face. Pirates go after people who can't defend themselves.
Well, we went after the government ship.
Uh-huh. I'm sure that's what a former pirate would say.
Look, I'm not proud of me pirate life.
So you're pretending to be a total bitch?
Who's pretending?
He says, I'll level with ye, my fellow turtle friend. He says, I got kicked off the pirate ship. He says, no one liked my bagpipe playing.
Bagpipes.
He says, it's the only instrument I know how to play. And he says, I'm a bard. Do you know how much that sucks?
I mean, the other ones are learnable.
He says, these flippers aren't good for flutes.
Don't I have a musical instrument?
Probably.
I think we all do.
Hold on a second. I, in fact, do not. I have no shade to throw at this. I mean, I guess at least you're not a pirate anymore.
He says, I'll never forget when I was a wee turtle. And he says, and I heard that most beautiful angelic sound. He says, a dragonborn with these strange bladder filled with these pipes, just making the most beautiful droning noise.
You should hear Stumbleduck.
What?
No. Did he play the bagpipe Stumbleduck?
With her voice, it's the same.
So you must have the voice of an angel.
I do, and you know, Tell over here was talking to Tentacles about how he's called the Angel of Death, and he's all fancy, so I wrote a ballad about him.
Okay.
And his
prowess?
Prowess, thank you. Someday Tell will kick your ass, lie right up and stab your face. What more can you try to do?
Puddle literally loses cohesion right and just turns like into a puddle on the ground.
What does that mean in water elemental language? Yeah. We don't know. We have no clue. Alright, cool.
Everyone at the table is just kind of like wincing. Sargasso's like, the voice of an angel ye have.
That's right. Miss Margaret Stumbleduck. My name is Miss Margaret Stumbleduck. And there's a million mercs
that have been
punched. This is your fault.
But just you wait. I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck you up.
So Gaston says, maybe after the dinner you can give me a private performance.
Is Priya at this?
Priya's at this, and she's in her cups with the elf with the beard.
Well,
we should get extra paid for this, you know. I whispered into her ear loudly enough.
I was wondering if maybe
yep.
you and Tentacles could maybe show me around.
You can see his testicles.
Double Doc's gonna fuck that cat.
And then, you know, maybe...
Tentacles looks over and says, yeah, I'm game. He says, Sargasso and I often sup from the same font. Gives us something to talk about.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. That bothered me.
I want to dip a piece of sushi in puddle for flavor.
It's extra salty.
So your experience in working together.
If it can talk,
you know,
don't eat it.
We'll play out this dinner and that would have been good a tragedy. I'm really, Felicia, I'm really
Well, Tal, you were curious.
Come on.
I wrote you a song. Don't you
want to
learn?
Thank you. Tentacles on your shoulder says, come on. I'll teach you.
Stumble Duck. No inner party smashing.
She does this every time.
Within the group.
Oh, within that rule.
It complicates things.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Bear.
Says, I'm forced to agree with Rothbane, she says. If all y'all start fucking each other, she says, things will go to shit quick.
Fuck all the strangers. That's good. Escalated.
You could just, like, watch and then decide if you want to join.
Taking turns is
acceptable. I think I'll pass. Although, I'll find it.
The duck doesn't care.
The duck is down to fuck.
Duck is using the just the tip gambit.
I mean, I'm curious though that you haven't invited Pablo over. I mean,
I'm working on that.
Okay, he'll get into all the cracks.
They call that the power wash.
And then he takes a drink.
Inspiration.
What do you think? I want to sit next to her. Help me out here, Tal.
Well, you don't want to talk to him now. You can suggest what it...
He can still understand you. Puddles? Physically, how do we get him to come back?
Puddle says... Well, I'm in if they are.
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
Tal, it's gonna be a great party!
I'll join you later.
Oh, you lying sack of shit.
I know.
Alright, well, I had a good dinner.
Meanwhile, everyone else looks at her full plate. She's been too occupied to actually eat food.
She has a mission.
Ariel kind of leans and stage whispers to you. She says, I think her main course comes later.
You're not wrong. Stumbled up, gonna fuck that cat.
Who knew that one phrase would get so much action? Right?
I mean, all of us.
Once we leaned into it, it wasn't going away.
And why did it take us this long to ride duck with fuck?
Fair.
I think somebody has said ducks down the fuck before.
Okay.
I don't think that's the first time.
Huh? If it is, well, I mean, that's sad.
We're losing our touch.
Stumbleduck is not.
She's just gonna fuck her way all across the Free City.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
And it's delightful.
And then we will face the mightiest foe of all the STIs combined into one.
Luckily,
I thought you were gonna say celibacy after this tour is over.
Luckily, we live in a world where cure disease is just a second level cleric spell away. STIs really aren't a thing in a fantasy world.
What you mean is good?
Yeah.
Tell. You don't have to listen to Rotvane. You know, Rotvane, the ineffective giant who was a super drooly dude, and all of the other fighters can kick his ass any time.
Ooh, rude.
You don't have to listen to him.
I'm going to steal her plate.
I am not going to notice.
Alright, so... We'll fade the black on that.
This as well.
And we'll be the next morning.
Was it amazing?
Yes.
Yay! I don't even have to roll.
The important question is, Tal, do you show up?
I'm in two minds about it, actually.
Everyone waits in silence for your answer.
You should roll.
Alright. Greater than 10, I show up. Less than 10, I won't.
No!
Okay, you show up, but do you participate?
Let the dice decide. No, I don't. I just I'm just a creep. I'm just a creep.
Just a creep.
Just a creep.
You're not creepy if you were invited.
Oh, that's true. I am invited.
He just quietly jerks it in the corner. All right.
Shouts advice.
He's there for scientific reasons.
Exactly. I want to see Tentacles and Puddle in action. Because they have different modes of operation.
they use their limbs and forms and ways that you've never even thought possible.
Exactly. It's the learning experience.
Makes me so happy to think about.
All right. So the next morning, you all are in your rooms, kind of shaking off the late night. When Ratbane, you hear kind of a knocking at your door.
I'm so sorry. Who was the third person in that bang?
It was Tentacles, Puddle,
Sargasso.
Sargasso, yeah.
Oh, the turtle?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh!
Nice.
Noise.
I thought she said moist, and I was like,
that's true.
That's moist.
That's literally true.
Definitely be moist.
Yeah. Alright, so Ratbane, you're awoken by just this at your door.
I wake up with a fish hangover.
You actually wake up and there's like a fish tail hanging in your mouth. And you've got like just these fish bones and a half-eaten head.
Ew.
Yeah. I'll move over to the door basically on all fours. Like a bear.
It's called crawling.
Yeah, like through the door. I don't open the door.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, now I open the door.
Standing there in front of you is a goat. with a scroll in its mouth.
It's a goat with presents.
And when you open the door, he just spits the scroll out at your feet and goes, meh.
I can give him the fishtail, the bones.
He,
good goat.
Chews it. It doesn't leave.
I learned from international travel that means he wants a bigger tip.
I go back over to the bed and lie down and then unscroll the thing.
It's a spell scroll.
Would I know what that is?
You've seen other people use them. At the top, written in fancy fonts, is the name of the spell. Speak with animals. And when you open it up, the goat just looks at you and goes, meh.
Well, I could already do that. It's one of the only spells I can do. Yeah. Fine. Yeah, I will cast it, but I will keep the scroll hidden. Like, I'm going to save it, give it to one of these people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and cast Speak with Animals.
Alright, you cast your spell. How does Ratbane cast? I mean, I'm just curious, like, how do you imagine, like, yeah. I'm assuming Ratbane isn't like, oh yes, and then I use the arcane manipulations of these somatic, like, just what's like, it's obviously comes naturally to you, like, how do you...
Yeah, since it's a first level thing, I think...
You probably just mumble.
I imagine it's just...
I think I just kind of like stare in its eyes and then like think real hard at it.
That would be so startling.
What? What did you say?
That's how I orgasm.
Can confirm.
Oh fuck.
A little Tasmanian devil.
To be a creep.
This is saucy D&D.
We all stone sober this time.
Right.
We go on vacation enough together as a group, you'll get to hear everybody's unique.
When was this again? June? End of July.
After a while, you just get to start to recognize your roommates, too. You're like, oh, that's Ryan. That's Ryan.
But yeah, I think if I just stare at the goat for a while and think goat, and then it like happens.
I think my interpretation's way better.
Alright. He goes, hello?
Yeah.
You can understand me.
Yeah.
You are the one from the market the other day, yes.
That's right. We went shopping.
He says, and you don't think I'm a god?
The whole concept of gods is a little weird for me.
Thank goodness. Finally a sane person. They call me Betrayus, but that is not my name.
What do you prefer?
My name is Arika Mika.
Arika Mika.
He says, and I am a powerful wizard.
What are you making Colleen?
Well, she's making me more angry. That looks really good.
She's barefoot in the kitchen making sangria like a proper woman. Mm-hmm. Like I said, patriarchy, right. Fairfield. Patriarchy.
I'm going to go right in my turn.
You can call yourself what you want, but you're a goat.
No shit! That's why I need your help.
Okay.
He says, one of my apprentices, Rumpelin Jane, she stole my staff, my wand of true polymorph and used it against me.
Well, we have a dog in the group. You can come with us.
Not quite what I think you wanted, but that's okay.
Do you have other friends?
You need somebody smart.
Oh no, who does he think is smart?
He needs to find someone he thinks is smart in the group to talk to this goat for him.
Yeah.
And that was his first guess?
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to go over and knock on Panic's door.
She is a spellcaster.
Yeah, she can't talk though, but you know, I still. Maybe that's why I think she's smart.
Ooh. Alright, I shall open my door.
You see a goat vein and a goat.
This goat is a wizard.
Oh, goat again?
And your character voice.
This goat is a wizard. And. He wants to talk.
I mean,
here.
So why I don't know if they got another hit.
It's a scroll, speak with animals. But it's a modified version of the spell that lasts 8 hours, and can target anybody within a 30-foot radius. So it can target multiple people.
That's cool.
If I am speaking with animals, am I speaking in my normal voice, or am I using a mental voice and thus trapped by my curse?
You are trapped by your curse. Even.
Okay. Need clarification on these things before I can begin.
I said he could come with us. But, yeah. I think
no,
he wants to
not
be a goat.
I don't want to come with you, you idiot. I want to not be a goat anymore.
No inter-party smashing.
The goat shakes his head.
Let's see. I am going to look at the dot, or look at the goat, look at the scroll.
He just says, I'm both.
I'm going to pick the goat up. It's
look
a boy.
Look at Rob.
I could have told you that. You didn't have to look at my goat dick.
If he tries to mate with you, just say no.
You got this, right? I'm gonna go back to sleep.
Where are you going?
The smart one. She'll figure it out.
I am going to take my delightful new goat friend and motion for him to follow me.
He does.
And we are going to go bother. I think, although
have animal handling?
Yeah, I'm not going to you. I have no idea what I'm going to find in your room. I'm not opening that door.
It'll be nice, probably.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide between Colleen or Priya. Sorry, what's your character name?
Akra.
Akra.
Wait a minute. Tell
or Priya. Akra's very
You've got that dog you need to talk to, don't you have?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I think I'm going to go to Akra and knock on her door.
Hey! Oh, I can communicate with small beasts.
Does your pussy talk?
Sure does.
And then I give her the scroll and like gesture.
Oh, you mean the
to
cat.
The goat. So you were just handed a scroll of speak with animals that lasts for 8 hours.
Okay.
This goat.
You left. You went back to bed.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So I'm going to talk with animals. Who am I talking to? Oh, the goat. Hey, hold on a second.
So you look at the scroll and you realize that it can be cast on multiple people if they're within 30 feet.
So I just cast it. That's not everybody that's within 30 feet.
It's just you and Panic.
Cool!
So, does she
love it?
The scroll?
Like, has she already cast? She can't say anything, right? So, like, I guess I cast it.
I can understand if the goat talks, okay. But I'm still not able to talk to it without my curse still being active. So, I just want someone who can respond more
okay.
easily back.
So, I'll be like a telephone game.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you cast the scroll. Just yourself.
And Panic.
And Panic.
So, hey, goat, what's up?
Is it just the two of you plus the walking carpet?
What do you mean, just? You need an audience?
We're very beautiful people.
Not, yes! He says, my name is Arika Mika.
That's a funny name.
What's your name?
Akra.
That's a funny name.
So you're pretending to be a total bitch?
He says, I am a powerful wizard that has been polymorphed into a goat.
Okay.
He says, I became acquainted with your friend Rotvane the other day.
Oh, that must have been stimulating conversation.
He says, anyway... There's a group of people in town that think I am a god. I am not a god. I am a wizard. Mm-hmm. And as nice as it is to be worshipped as a god, not having my powers and having my fur stripped from me every year, and having them make cheese.
From what?
Your
dick cheese? Aren't you a boy?
I am. Tell them that.
I have a container of that cheese still.
You do.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
They think it has healing properties. They are idiots.
Spun cheese.
He says, anyway.
I think that's a specialty in China.
How do I spell Akramaka or whatever?
A-R-E-K-A-M-E-K-A. So, now I will say, though, that since you can understand the animals, you can say the things that they're saying back as a mimic. And he says, my apprentice, Rumpelentain, stole my wand of true polymorph.
That sucks.
Turned me into this goat. It's been 3 years.
Didn't scroll.
What's funny?
You talk funny.
I'm doing the best I can.
I know, I'm sorry.
He says, anyway, if you and your companions could go get my wand back from Rumpel and Jane, I'll come with you. Turn me back into a wizard. I would be most grateful.
Okay. So,
ta-da!
Ta-da! I'm translating.
I can understand her.
Oh. I thought you said that She couldn't talk to the goat. Like, she could.
I can't talk outside of my curse. Like, I can't talk normally to the goat because I still have to use
She'd
my
She'd be saying all of this stuff, but in Boz.
Yeah.
So
we gotta go find somebody to break the curse.
Come and get it, Sparkles.
So, yeah, let's go find somebody to break the curse. Should we get the rest of our group?
Fuck yeah on this application.
Fantastic. So, is everybody in their room?
Yeah, as far as you know.
Okay.
I come out of my room with a sloshing chamber pot and look out. You're still talking to the goat?
Yeah, that's gross. Throw it out the window like everyone else.
I was just going to set it on the floor for room service, people.
Gross. I'll be alert from a distance, and I go and knock on Tell's door.
Tell is not in his room.
Oh, yeah.
Knock on Doubledog's door!
You knock, and you hear Ian bark, but no Tell.
I'll open the door and let Ian come anyway.
Ian comes out. It's a thank you.
I didn't realize it worked on all the animals. That's awesome.
Wait, you can understand me?
Huh. Yeah, we can all understand you.
We can always
understand you. We can all understand you. Oh, shit, a talking goat.
He's not actually a goat.
If it can talk, wizard. Don't eat it.
Where's Tell?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
He told me to stay, and he left, like, it real late. He was sitting there in the bed contemplating something, like weighing things out, and he just left.
Stumbleduck's gonna fuck that cat.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
You don't realize I'm not in my room, right?
Right.
We've gone. Now I think we're gonna attempt Deku since we haven't found Tell. Well,
the dog can find him.
But we want to get our party together. Yeah.
What time is it?
It's like. It's early in the morning, but by the time you go and get up.
Just as they're knocking on my door, I walk up the stairs. Mm-hmm. I've been out swimming. Yeah. Hey guys, you gotta go?
Ah. Squirrels are probably cheaper.
It's probably true.
It's not a god.
He's a wizard.
You have no god now.
He makes bum cheese.
I don't know that.
I heard bah bark bark and then people talking about crazy shit.
So Stumbleduck drugged you guys?
No, this goat, he's a wizard and he was changed, and so we're getting
the goat nods along as if he can understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting the band back together. Go get someone to reverse the curse.
Who wants to test it?
I still think Stumbleduck drugged y'all, but I'll go with you, I'm clearly sober.
No, she didn't. I'm talking. These idiots used the scroll before it could work on everything.
Okay, so are you telling me that I should use the scroll on Deku now?
It's gone. You used it.
It's a one-time use.
You didn't tell me that.
I assumed you knew how scrolls work.
Well, fuck you too, bitch.
Fuck, I appreciate what you're doing for me. As long as you don't mind translating what I'm saying for everyone else, we're A-okay.
He said, go fuck you.
I will not along. That's what he said.
So not only are you super high, but you're taking it out on the goat?
That was feather nuts over there.
Your feather nuts.
Just kidding. He said the scroll that I used earlier was a one-time-only deal, which he neglected to tell me. So now we
gotta... He couldn't have told you because you hadn't used the scroll yet.
Yeah, he couldn't have...
That's a horrible thing to say about Deku. He's kind of an asshole, don't worry about it. So, anyway, we gotta go find Stumbleduck and... and Tell. And, really, I think Stumbleduck would love this as a song, like Reverse the Curse. Like, that's practically a rhyme already. Mm. So, like...
Alright, find us Tell.
Mm. Okay.
We're both probably downstairs eating breakfast.
Very happily, contentedly enjoying our breakfast.
As I walk downstairs and see them, I'm going to loudly announce, I found bags of poop!
I'm going to carry the goat under my arm.
He allows it.
With a heavy, resigned sigh.
Ian comes right up to you, Tell. He's like, hey, there you are.
Do I understand him? I understand him, of course.
I don't think you normally do understand him, do you?
That's what they're all, anyway, anyone who can understand him, he was there.
Okay.
You smell funny.
Your fingers smell funny.
Ah! I pet Ian and say, you know, what are you doing? Do you have a card with you?
Is this the whole group?
Yeah.
Where did you get that goat?
Oh, so he's a wizard that was turned into a goat. We have to find somebody to reverse the curse. Do you think that's a great line for a song?
I don't understand why you drug them without their consent.
My name is Erika Mika.
I am a
strong wizard.
Is she just buying to me right now?
That's a good point! I don't know! Fuck!
I can't believe you guys didn't think of that!
I think she must be.
Yes!
She's just repeating what the...
But her and I are just nodding along.
Yeah.
You realize that you're just baaing at me.
Oh, shit.
Ba-ba, so, little lamb.
I said that the goat said, my name is Erika Mika.
The goat's nodding along.
What was the last part?
Powerful lizard.
And I'm a powerful wizard.
My apprentice...
And my apprentice turned me into a goat.
And stole my wand.
My apprentice crumpled and Jane.
Crumpled and Jane stole my wand.
Crumple and Jane stole his wand.
He's not a very powerful wizard if he lets two apprentices get the better of him.
It's true.
Go fuck yourself.
What
he
do we
said,
know?
It's so nice to meet you.
Uh-huh. I look at Ian.
What do I know about
what do you think?
Wizards? Anything?
What, I mean, you know, what do you want to know about wizards?
Do I think that they're crazy and this is...
Okay, A, this sounds patently insane.
No.
But B, it is within the realm of possibility.
Okay.
So how do we know you're a good wizard?
That's my question.
You're not going to, like, hurt us. And that you weren't turned into a goat because you're,
For a raging
a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how do you know that anyone is good?
Right, but I don't want to unleash you onto the world if you're going to, like, cause mayhem and, like, suffering.
I didn't cause mayhem,
right?
He says, how you can find out is you go near my wizard's tower and ask the people in my neighborhood.
Where's your wizard's tower?
He says, it's in the upper Yemain.
Okay.
I want to roll for perception and see if anybody seems high or drunk.
Sure, we'll be on site.
Ten.
Through your raging hangover, you get the idea that these guys are probably pretty sober.
I don't think I'm hungover. I think I had good sex without booze or drugs.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you hungry?
I'm starving.
I tossed her the cheese.
Oh, yeah. No. From what? Your dick? Dick cheese!
Ba-ba! Ba-ba-ba!
I've had plenty of that. I push it over to Tell.
It'll get into all the cracks.
Through your points, total blown. You get the idea that these guys are stone sober.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We are 13 years old.
It's delightful.
You know, the best thing is, we're not
13 years old.
Not a thing that we ever have to go through again.
So let's go to up your main. But I guess once we're up there, is there somebody that can reverse the curse, or do we?
You need to find the wand, and you can use the wand to revert me to my true form.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Why again? What do we get from this?
Is this goat paying?
We get a wand.
No, I'll keep the wand. It's very powerful.
What do we get in return for helping?
What would you like? I'm a powerful wizard. There's many things I could do for you.
Are we talking about payment? Tell him I want 6,000 gold.
Oof. You can understand her, right?
Like, yes, I can.
You just can't talk back.
I can talk to you.
Yep.
If 6,000 gold is what it'll take, 6,000 gold is what you will get.
Well, 6,000 gold for her.
Each.
Yeah.
So it's 36,000 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's not even negotiating.
Need your outfit.
I really just want to be back in my wizard form.
Should we get 100,000?
maybe 10,000 each and a magical item of, say, what, level
36,000 gold pieces is my final offer.
36,000?
That's my final offer.
Each?
That's wild.
6,000 a piece.
36,000 each?
Alright, well, I'll go get another scroll, see what the animals, and find someone else.
I'm assuming I've heard someone say that at some point.
What's that?
I think we should talk to Priya.
Okay. We need an adult.
Where's Priya? Is she downstairs or she's still upstairs?
She's actually kind of walking back and forth in front of the hotel, talking into a sending stone.
Priya.
About the merch.
Where's our merch?
She's like no Glenvarius. She says, I need it to be in their likeness. She says, this generic action figure bullshit you're coming up with is not going to fly.
Maybe we don't bother Priya.
Maybe.
Well, we should at least let her know we're going somewhere.
She says, yes, the shirts look great. She says, but the action figures must be correct. She says, no one's going to buy an Angel of Death action figure if it looks like an ass.
Well, there'll be some perverted people who will, but that will not be the majority, I presume.
That's great.
She looks over at the six of you and the goat. She says, we're not keeping the goat. And she says, no, I'm not talking to you, Glenvarius. I don't care about what goats you have.
It'll get into all the cracks.
That's weird.
She says, I don't even know how to translate that. Glenvarius, look, I appreciate it. Yes, I realize this is a favor, but even if it's a favor, it's got to be done correctly.
Priya, we're gonna go investigate wizard stuff. We'll see you later. Bye.
Have fun!
Wait, she's a better sure that she knew where we were going and we didn't have other things that we needed
but
to do.
More importantly, she probably is better at negotiating than us. I mean, that's her job.
I mean, we just got this guy to agree to 36,000 gold. That's a fucking lot.
He's planning on killing us as soon as he's happening again.
I don't think we should do anything until we talk to somebody who actually knows who he is.
Yeah, we gotta go investigate the situation, I think, a little bit more. But we should also,
I say, throw caution to the wind. Let's go.
I'm going to attempt to tell Priya where he said the wizard tower was, but it just comes out as boss. But I'm hoping.
So when you say ba 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 ba, she says, you okay there, bird? She says,
we're going to Upper Yumane to this wizard tower. That's where this goat lives.
Okay. I really got to finish these negotiations with Glenvarius. Because otherwise, you know.
We should have merchandise.
Yeah. I think we should have merchandise.
Well, you know where we'll be. And so we'll be back for.
She says, I might be gone. She says, just Mara and Warwick will get you guys taken care of.
Who's that?
If we don't return by tonight. If we don't return by tonight, that means the goat who says he's a wizard has killed us.
She says, don't get killed by a goat. And she gets back some.
But it's the greatest of all time. How would we not? Anyway.
Oh, maybe I should change my name to Stumble Goat.
But goat doesn't remind with fuck.
Margoat.
Margoat Stumble Duck.
Margoat Stumble Fuck.
That's your like secret identity when you're on the run. Just my name's Margoat Stumblefuck.
That's the end of the game.
Yeah.
Alright, so how far away is this place that we are heading?
It's up the hill, so.
Okay, so not super far. We can just wander on up.
Alright, so you guys get into the they have those transports that go up. I'm assuming, Deku, that you probably
swim.
No, you guys can all swim, so I don't know if anyone, because you gotta look at those various magical sundries. anybody else to go in the Deku route? No.
I don't know that our goat friend can swim.
He can't. Somebody's gonna have to take that. Alright, so the five of you plus the goat take the transit up. Deku swims up, looking happy the whole time.
I think Tel and Margaret are gonna have like a whispered conversation about like, did you see that when that happened? And oh my gosh, wasn't it cool when this happened?
Alright, is Tel an active participant or is he more just like...
No, I was just...
No, I mean in this conversation, is it...
Yeah, no, I don't have any scars from the night.
And when puddle combined the water and with the tentacle,
it's okay. I'm not.
And then the water was undulating.
Like, you just have no idea how cool it felt. Like I've never felt that.
Just like if we watched a good sports game, discussing it later.
Yeah, exactly. All the moons, I guess. All
right. So you guys make your way up to the front. You get off the transit, and about you guys meet back up with Deku. And then about another few minutes later, as you're you can actually see this wizard's tower that he's pointing you towards. You see Rotvane, somebody you've met before. It is this adherent to the goat god who's wearing this kind of robe made out of goats, weaved goat fur with all the complicated knots. And he says, "There he is, Vitreus! Oh, why do you have him again?"
"This is mine now."
"Excuse me? That is our god, him and..."
"You have no god now!"
"I'm not sure where you heard that one."
"That was from Tel during a battle, I believe."
Seems like something I would have said.
"They say, blasphemy! Vitreus is our one and true god." He's there with, like, three other tough-looking cultists.
Mm-hmm.
"This is mine now."
"Listen here, bird. That
Frankie bird!
That goat is coming back with us. He says it's almost time to harvest the divine cheese."
"From what, dick cheese?"
At this point, Deku looks at the goat. No. And so I just walk up and just body bump him with my shell. "Excuse us."
He says, "Give us the goat."
I pull my long sword and my morning star and smile.
I say, okay.
He says, "Well, that's how it's going to be." And he pulls a sword out of the ether, which shines with a bright light. He says, "Let's fucking do this."
Okay. All right. I walk to the front of our room. Like, "You want the goat? Here I am."
He says, "You are another god, Vitreus."
"She will be now.
I'm the greatest of all time, baby."
He says, He says, "Give us the goat or we'll cut you down where you stand."
"Oh."
"The goat goes where the goat wants to go."
"The goat goes back to his golden chain where he belongs."
"How you about you go fuck yourself?"
"How about you roll for initiative?"
"How about you go run and cry home to your mommy?"
"Oh, no."
"We're all in this now."
Anybody that wants to take part in this?
16.
Guys, I've never gotten to start a fight before because I can't usually use words good.
I like that as we've done more perceptions. That's so hilarious.
Yeah, right?
Oh, bad dice.
My quote list is longer and longer.
Because you were separated for so long.
These did really well for me last session, so I'm
now
just going
to... Now fuck yourself.
I can.
19.
There's a lot of cursing that I can now do.
I mean, this is going to be a really unfair fight.
We don't know that yet.
I mean, you're right. We don't know that, but... How many of them are there?
There's four.
Four?
I hope we don't
There's six of
them. I want to be able to question them after, because I want to know why they,
you can,
where they found this.
You can land non-fatal blows, just knock somebody unconscious.
Okay.
But not with spells.
I think I changed my weapons the last time. I don't know what I had. Did I have a longbow?
You've always had a longbow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see it anymore. I don't know how to equip it. For the water, I changed it to a crossbow.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
But now I can't...
If you go to equipment,
yeah.
There should be checkboxes next to your equipment.
Yeah, but I don't see... When I search for longbow, I don't see the one that I used to have, I think. I had, like, some special thingamajig.
Hmm.
Can I make it active? I used to have like a plus one or something or the other.
Okie dokie. Alright, so initiative rolls. Zachary, what'd you get?
Four.
Big old four. Igu.
One.
Oh, wow.
You are very much not a mommy. Margaret.
Oh, wait.
Modifier.
Yeah,
I don't think I have plus helmets.
You don't have a modifier?
You should have a big dex bonus.
Yeah.
It's only three, so four.
Four. Stumble.
Not like my other character.
Sorry, I've forgotten it. 13.
13.
That's my modifier on my other character.
Panic.
11.
Rockbane.
19.
Rockbane is ready.
Oh, she should.
I get
should
advantage,
be seven,
on
right?
Initiative
too.
Tell.
Plus 3.
16 plus
4.
20.
20. So DQ is a 4. And Akra, you're actually a 7?
Yeah. We all forget how modifiers work when we're not playing.
We play once a month. It's understandable. Tell, you're up first, so this is clearly going to escalate into
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Holy war.
Yeah. All right. I used to have a longbow which had some special abilities. I can't find it now. Like, I had a plus one or something. How do I go about it?
Well, let me look at your sheet.
Yeah. Like, I equipped a heavy crossbow last time around because of water fight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can't find the longbow that I used to have.
You're just the longbow that I used to know. Remember why it got removed?
Did I delete it or something?
You must have accidentally got deleted. You also have a crossbow, didn't you?
Yeah, I have a heavy crossbow. I just bought it last time.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm looking at Deku, not you.
Oh, okay.
That's half my problem right there. So, let's see.
Do you have weapons? Mm-hmm. Or are you just punchy?
I do have weapons, yeah.
I miss punchy.
I don't really use them too much.
You got brass knuckles, don't you?
Yep. Brass knuckles plus one, baby.
Well, you have a heavy crossbow plus one.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever have a magic longbow?
Yeah, you gave him a magic longbow because we had that long discussion about how they don't make bows that are magical. They only make ammunition that's magical.
Yeah.
And you were like, fuck this shit, it's dumb.
Yeah.
And so you made one.
Well, then they've actually gone back now and made plus one longbows. So I put it on your sheet.
Okay. Do I go to equipment and...
I just refresh your page.
Oh. So if I do that, I might be able to see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Give me one second. Longbow plus one. Yes, I see that.
Ooh,
but my heavy crossbow is just as good. It's D10 plus 5.
It's even better, yeah?
Yeah.
The only difference is
distance.
The distance, but also I think you have to spend a bonus action to reload the heavy crossbow, if you remember correctly.
Okay. So there's the longbow. I think I had two actions plus another bonus action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can do a healing spirit over there. Okay.
I just go full throttle, I think.
Longbow. And shoot at them.
It's gonna go biblical on these assholes.
Yeah. Kneecaps, I think. Just to be
The difference of it is so you know how you get two attacks normally?
Yeah.
You can only get one attack.
With the heavy crossbow?
With the heavy crossbow.
Ah, that's why. Okay, so I'll take the two with the longbow.
Alright, so you're not up next to them, so yeah, you can just use your bow if you want.
Yeah, I'll use the longbow.
Roll me some attacks, my friend.
Alright, perfect. 17 plus...
That'll hit.
Okay.
And who are you attacking? Are you attacking the leader or one of his three goons?
the leader, okay. I think. And that's a D8 plus 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to find the D8. Where is that? That's a D10. That's my D8. Sorry. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is.
Really,
I made more stuff. It's not really sangria. It's just culling concoction with raspberry vodka and strawberries and mango hard seltzer and margarita mix. So it's kind of like a berry limeade kind of a...
Very summery.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to DFFI.
If anything.
That's a...
So 11
do you
points.
Want to, but I probably
yeah, 11,
not
and then the second attack, I roll another d20. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, bugger, 5.
Plus 10 is 15, which
yeah.
just miss.
Okay. So for the bonus action, I'll put a healing spirit nearby.
Okay.
For the whole team.
Right, mate.
We'll charge forward, rage, and then I'm going to attack the leader guy.
Okay.
Hello, Ikram. What is that? 16?
No, just it.
Alright. Oh. 11, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Second attack. 17 plus 8. And that is 10. Final attack. 21 to hit.
Oh, dry cucumber.
And just one,
yeah, that's
5.
A good one. I like it.
So 10, 11, and 5 points in there?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 26 total. He says, ow, fuck! Alright, one of his cohorts says, well, this is going shitty quick. And so he says, power of the gods! And he just immediately transforms, like, his clothes shred off into this huge bear.
Ooh.
And he's going to stomp forward and maul Tell. Because you're also a big bear, and he thinks he's more evenly matched, less evenly matched, in his favor, against Tell. So Tell,
alright,
he's going to make... He's going to swipe at you with his claws.
Cool.
Natural 20!
Cool.
Alright, so...
Science!
Need more dice for
that. Is that just salt?
Yeah.
Meet us at that.
That's this.
Alright.
Okay.
The dry cucumber.
So, 17 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
Okay. And then he's going to bite you.
Ooh, that's good.
It is.
And miss.
Okay.
Okay.
But the claws, you're not expecting this guy to turn into a bear and just run up and claw you, so. One of his henchmen, he's a werebear.
Werebear!
And he just slashes you across the chest and you kind of duck under his bite.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Puts up the leader's turn. He says, in the name of Atreus, we will reclaim him! And he uses his radiant light blade. To attack you, Rotbane. And he's going to make two attacks with it. AC
17,
so that will miss, but the 25 will indeed hit you, so. Take 5 points of damage. You're resistant to all damage, right? Regardless
yeah.
of type. Okay.
Everything except for psychic.
Oh.
That's the one that I'm
Makes
vulnerable
sense.
To.
Yeah, it was like, this is like 4 points of...
Slash.
Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. There's more damage.
Plus
radiant. 8. So 9. So 9 points, so half of that's for 4 for you. It's a combination of radiant damage and slashing damage. Margo Stumblefuck. This situation in the street has escalated.
Way too much fun. Can I climb up the bear's back and just hack at him?
Fuck yeah, you can.
That's getting good.
Yeah, I rolled a 19. So.
That'll hit.
7. Remind me, do I need to roll for both attacks?
Yeah.
Okay. 17.
That'll hit.
Okay. And, 9 points of damage.
Alright, you bloodied him. One. You just climb up his back and you start stabbing. And he's just like, oh, fuck!
did I, scrabble up his back and then, sit on his shoulders like a child sits on his parent's shoulder and then just hack
yeah,
his head
exactly.
in the back?
Exactly. Panic.
Oh, goodness. Who amongst them looks least hurt at the moment?
Two of them haven't been touched.
Two of the cronies haven't been touched.
Well, then I will use my go-to favorites and cast Crown of Madness.
All right. So he has to make, they have to make a wisdom save?
Well, I'm trying to roll to figure that out, or to look at my spells, but it's being a jerk right now. Okay. Yes, wisdom save. And it says it has to be a humanoid, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're humans.
Okay.
They got 13 total?
Needed a 14.
Okay, well, they failed. Or one of them failed.
All right, they have to... One of them has to attack the other buddy then.
All right, well, guess who's next? This guy starts kind of crying out in pain as this crown of iron erupts from his head. And he just says, her wish is my command. And he leans over and swipes with his, he's got like a sword at his buddy who's standing right next to him. Nat 20, of course. Dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
It's my favorite spell for a reason.
That's a good one. All right, so, a lot of d8s he has to roll now. But fortunately for you guys, these d8s are no longer on you guys. People around in the streets are kind of like screaming and like running away and like, FYI.
As they should.
The beloved gladiator troop is fighting weird cultists.
Alright, he deals 14 plus 3, so 17 points. The 17 points to his buddy. His buddy says, snap out of it! She's using mind tricks, the witch! And he's going to
he's not wrong.
Run up and Lee looks down at you, panic, and he says, you started this! You should have just given us our god back! And
come and get it, Sparkles!
And, just a second here. And, he creates a floating goat head next to you that attacks you.
Interesting.
AC 11, I think, will miss you.
I think that is accurate.
And then he'll attack you with this sword. It's AC 10. Alright, Akra.
So where is everybody?
So the four guys up in the front, there's one on Panic, there's one on Rotvane, Stumble Ducks and one's on Tell.
So there's four?
There's four. One of them's a bear.
Okay.
You're currently not next to any of them, but you can put yourself next to any of them you want. It's, I'm not going to bother busting out a battle map for it, because it shouldn't take too long.
These were not meant to be a real fight.
It's a real fight. But.
So I guess... Sorry, I'm trying to get my stuff. So I think I'll take my vicious short sword, and I will I guess I'll just choose whoever's closest to me. I don't
know. Sure. There's a bear that has...
So let's do the bear. And I will,
Oh, Ravi's disappeared again.
He's under the table. He's under the table. He's in his cups under the table.
And I'm assuming that the bear is, like, on his hind legs.
Yeah.
So I want to take my sword and, like, cut the tendons in the back of his leg.
Ooh, hamstring him.
All right.
So roll.
Mm-hmm.
17 plus... what would that be?
Plus your attack.
Is it plus? No. The hit is. Sorry.
What are you?
Which is my attack?
So it's. No, if you look at your attack under your actions.
Yeah.
Your vicious sword.
Uh-huh.
So where it says plus six. That's
okay. Your, that's, yeah. So plus six.
So what total?
17 plus 6, so that would be 23.
That'll hit him. So now roll me a d6 plus 3. That's your first attack. You'll obviously get 3 attacks.
3? Damn.
Well, two main attacks and then her bonus.
Yeah. D6
plus 8.
Damn, alright. Second attack?
They're unarmed, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, your second, you're, no, your second attack is with your sword, so make...
Oh, the second attack is with the sword.
Mm-hmm. So make another sword attack.
Mm-hmm. 14 plus 6 plus
3. That'll hit. So roll another d6 plus 3.
Excuse me. 5.
Okay. Alright, and then your unarmed attack, so roll... Plus 6. So be 20 plus 6.
8.
That one will miss.
That's great.
But he's looking... He's like he's barely hanging on.
He's on the ground by now, right? Because I cut his legs.
You tried to cut his legs. He managed to swivel around so that he wasn't...
Even though I, like, rolled a 23?
Oh.
Really? Oh.
I mean, obviously you're going to try to, like, cut his head off or cut his little tendons open. He's going to try to stop you from doing that.
Right, but I rolled a 23.
Yeah. Alright. Puts up Diku.
So who's not been injured?
The one who is Crown of Madness and Please Don't.
Oh, yeah, I won't touch him.
Everyone else has been injured pretty hard.
Who's causing the most kerfuffle?
Probably the guy that's on the leader, which is probably on the guy that's on Rafik.
Okay, so
he's
I'll go over.
He's not causing that much kerfuffle.
I mean, is there a free one who's not being attacked at the moment? Okay, well, I'll go up to the leader then, and I'm going to punch him 3 times in the face. Just like, I jump up in the air and hidden dragon, crouching tiger, fwah, 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 and then land gently.
Michelle Yeoh on him?
Yes, exactly. So, first one, miss. Second one,
what was the total? Because his AC's pretty low.
The Hi. First one was a 9.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
the second one
here.
Was an 11.
Okay.
And I can't make a third one because I didn't make a hit, right?
You still get to make your third attack, yeah.
I thought it was only if you make a hit that you can use... Because you have to use a key point for that, right?
No, you still get the bonus unarmed attack regardless.
Okay. Give me just a second. I forgot to take a long rest. Alright, so...
It's a bonus action.
Spend a key point...
You don't have to spend a key point. It's free. Unless you want to make 2 more punches.
Yeah, 2 more punches, man.
Alright, flurry blows.
That one's a 16?
Hits.
Okay. And the next one... God damn it! So I only have 1 hit. So that's only 1d6. 8.
8? Did you want to make it a spinning strike? Or are you already speaking?
Well, you can spend multiple key strikes.
Oh, yeah.
Save... This isn't our main.
This is not our main.
That's
fight
fine.
Today.
I got lots of key points now.
Okay.
I just gotta find it.
He just makes the DC 13 con save.
I just started trouble when we probably could have talked our way out of it very easily.
Where did it go?
Because it's more fun.
It's at the bottom of your actions.
No. There it is. God, it's dumb.
Yeah, so I'll spin another one to make him stunned until the next turn. If he fails, a con save DC 14.
4 plus 6 is 10, so he fails.
Alright, he is stunned. Till
this is gonna hurt.
Until the end of your next turn.
My next turn, yeah.
So for the whole next round, he's stunned. Hell, start of the round, you're up.
Okay, so the first thing I do is I go to my healing spirit thingamajig. Mm-hmm. Could be
I mean, out. I don't even know if you would should waste your time with that. This is kind of like beating up on kindergartners.
Yeah, cool. But it's free. And I got a 17-point damage earlier. Might as well gain a little bit back. Now that I've already cast it. It's a 1d6, I think.
Yeah. If for no other reason than the demoralized.
Yeah, most fair.
So, that's 1d6, I think.
Being all ballsy.
Was it?
It's like a d6.
D6, yeah.
Does she have the
I add one.
Yeah, she must have taken it.
Is that all? Okay. Okay, I'll add one then. Okay, and then I go use my longbow again.
Okay.
Against their leader.
Yep, roll me two attacks.
At advantage.
18 plus.
Yes, he's done. We're all again just in case you get a critical.
Okay. 7 plus.
So then roll 2 more.
He's
next
having
attack.
A bad day.
Oh, what? Wait, sorry. This is not supposed to be a d20 for the attack itself.
It is a d20, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess roll damage first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's d10 plus 5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or right, d8 problem. Plus 5.
Yeah,
d8 plus 5. 2 plus 5, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're rolling 4 for your second attack? Roll that one twice.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he said twice, right? 13 plus.
Yeah, that's going to hit, but go ahead and roll a second one just to see if you're critical.
Okay. 11.
So, roll your damage?
D8 plus 5.
13 points?
Yeah.
Thump, thump. He's like, fuck, that hurts!
Mm.
Atreus, smite our enemies! And the goat just says, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, boy.
Rotvain, you're up. But everyone else is like,
ha-ha! All right. So 15. That was with advantage. That one will definitely hit. That would be 26.
Mm-hmm.
And third attack, 19.
Go ahead.
So deep. 11,
mm-hmm.
15, and 2 plus 5 plus 2 plus 7.
So 11, 15, and 7?
Yeah.
He's unconscious. And when he falls unconscious, the brown bear just says, "Fuck, scatter!" And he's going to disengage and run. The brown bear.
I guess for storytelling, I hit him with the flat of the blade.
The cult leader is not going to make a death save because you've just knocked him out.
I'm riding the bear's shoulder.
He is running. With
you
want to
flip off of him as he runs.
He's going
to
try swatting you off though as he's running.
I'm going to try and stay on.
Oh god.
He hits. With his swipe attack, he does AC 21.
Yeah.
Which will deal you 6 points of piercing damage.
Okay, fine.
I rolled for the wrong attack. Does 10 points of slashing damage.
Okay, now I give up.
Then you fall off.
Yeah.
So he just swats you off his back and he just starts running. The other two look like they're going to start running, but before we do that, Stumbleduck, you're up.
To save my dignity, I jump up and yell, "Yeah, run, you fuckers!" Do I have Intimidate or Charisma or something?
Yeah, I mean Intimidate, sure.
Yeah, I do have 18.
Yeah, they seem pretty fucking scared. Panic?
I have to attempt to control my person still. So one person's dead, one person's gone. That means there's still one person.
And the one person that's not in your control looks like he's about to run.
Yeah. Well, then maybe I'll drop my control so that I can attack him instead.
Or just let him run.
Well, he hasn't. Alright, I'll drop it and then cast a first level, or no, Vicious Mockery.
Nice.
And be like...
Which one?
It's a cantrip.
Oh, which person are you casting it on?
I'm gonna cast it at the person who I had previously just controlled.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah. And I'm going to say... what am I going to say to my Vicious Mockery?
She might be...
Don't polish me!
Polish?
That was something he said.
You got a 3 charisma thing.
Okay.
So I think it's like a d4 or 2d4 plus.
I think it's 2d4, but yeah, let me double check. Yeah, yep, 2d4.
Roll it, friendo.
7.
He takes 7 points of damage. Mm-hmm. And he and his buddy are going to disengage and run.
That's the right thing.
Though you see as this guy's running, he has tears in his eyes.
Right, he does. Oh no, I should have said you have no god now. Just to extra rub it in.
I want to pick up the unconscious guy and like flail him around and go, my god, you're good. And I'll turn to the goat and say, do you want like a hand or a finger or anything?
He says no. He says, I'm just happy to not have to... Excuse me. I'm just not happy to have to deal with these assholes anymore.
You don't want to butt him in the balls or anything?
Well, maybe once. He butts him in the balls. feels good.
Does that wake him up?
He does. He wakes up. Okay. He's like, Atreus, what have we done to offend you? He's like, your existence offends me.
Why do you think this goat is a god?
He says, because he did, he did these miracles. He healed us when we were sick, and his name is Atreus, and we...
How do you know his name is Vitruvius?
I saw it in the vision.
So you're psychotic.
Not psychotic. I'm very devout.
What were you tripping on?
I wasn't tripping on anything except for love for my god.
Akra, you can talk to this goat, right?
Yeah.
Did this goat do magic stuff to these people?
I may have done a few cantrips that didn't require somatic or verbal components.
Yeah.
So this is all a problem of your own making.
You can't speak to me, bah.
She said yes, and so I...
You can...
He can understand me, and she said what he said.
Just can't speak to him, right?
He says, I was afraid they would eat me, so yes, I did a little magic.
Okay. He was trying to protect himself because he thought they were going to eat him.
Okay, I just occultist again. Look, dummy, this goat is a wizard, and we're going to go prove it, I guess, maybe, after we do some more reconnaissance. You want to come with us so you can see that he's not a godly goat?
Do I want to come with you? No! You guys kicked the shit out of me!
I mean...
And it just shattered my worldview and religion.
If your worldview is that fragile...
I bought you so much sushi the other day. It was so expensive.
What kind of a goat eats sushi?
No, one thing.
Oh.
That was you?
Sushi?
Yes, we just met literally yesterday.
We all start to look alike after a while.
Or 2 days ago, whatever it was.
So you get beaten up a little bit, and now you're saying your worldview is shattered.
Because you're telling me that my goat's not a god.
God is not a goat?
I mean,
we're not saying your god...
We'll find you another goat.
I can't believe...
Why do you believe us and not every other person who's told you you're an idiot?
You're the first person that said it to my face.
I put my hand on his shoulder and shake him a bit. Listen, we're not saying that... The goat isn't your god. We're saying your god isn't this goat.
So you're waiting, this is the wrong goat?
Why would you choose a goat? Your god could literally be anything. Why a goat?
Because he did the miracles. He's
a wizard who tricked you, dum-dum!
I've done miracles. Why don't you worship me?
He says, might have to go back to the parakeet god.
Are you
That's
kidding?
Probably a good idea.
I knock his head, because he's only got one hit point, right?
He's at zero.
I send him back to sleep. All right, let's go.
Here's the thing that I don't think that I can convey to you guys, but I really need it to be known. This means that this guy's just been given hand jobs to a rando goat to get that dick cheese.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's super gross.
And that's why the goat didn't escape till recently.
All right. Well, let's take a 5-minute stand break and let Grem go pee break.
Yeah. Do you want to go outside?
We'll be back in just a bit. All right. Well, that was a little more than 5 minutes, but we are back. You guys have just spanked these cultists that were worshiping Arika Mika as a god.
And left one unconscious in the road?
Yes.
We should pull him off.
I was going to say, is there a guardhouse nearby?
Sure.
I'll drag him over to a guardhouse.
The guard looks at him, looks at you, and says, what do you want to report?
He's been worshipping a trapped wizard, and then he attacked us in the street.
Also, do you know anything?
Is the wizard still trapped? Do we need to go?
Goat.
The goat's the wizard.
That's what the goat says. Apparently my friends have a speak with animals thing. I know.
Hold on. Hey, Jane! Get out of here, Jane! Jane comes over. She's like, hello, I'm the guard watch commander. She says, could you repeat to the commander here what you just told me?
According to my friends, the goat is a wizard who lost his wand of polymorph.
Not a god.
Yeah, this guy thought he was a god. Because apparently the goat used cantrips.
I think we're giving them more information than they need.
I think these people
were abusing this goat. We're going to take him back to his...
All right, Jane says. She says, I'll take this guy in on one count of goat abuse and two counts.
You haven't heard the story of how they made the goat.
Oh, they molested him.
You don't want that story.
Do you know anything about a wizard named Arika Mika?
She says, Arika Mika, she says, we haven't seen him for 3 years. She says, he used to live in the tower up on the hill. She points at the
tower.
Was
he a decent fellow?
No, he's an odd one for sure, but, I mean...
Did he do evil things?
She says, no, otherwise we would have gone in there and kicked his ass.
Was he horny?
Does she look at her watch?
Sorry, I got it. But she asks, she says, I have no idea about the sexual habits of Arika Mika. She says, but,
No, that was funny joke. He's a goat.
Oh. Yes, I see what you did there.
So, y'all know he disappeared 3 years ago, and did anybody do anything?
We looked for him, of course.
Where did you look?
She says, we looked all over the city. We looked in every tavern. We looked in every inn.
Was he a drunk?
No, but... You know, that's where people often go missing, too. She says, his assistant, Trumplin Jane, said that he just left one day.
She stole his wand of polymorph after she polymorphed him.
I'm really confused. This is one assistant or two?
One.
And her name is...
Trumplin Jane.
Trumplin Jane?
Trumplin. Trumplin Jane. She says,
Where can we find this Trumplin Jane?
She points to the wizard's tower.
Oh.
Did she become a master or whatever after he disappeared?
She says, I don't know. She says, I'm not really up on the wizard community.
Get your own chips.
She says, why don't you just go and ask her?
Okay. Let's go. All right, goat, we'll help you.
All right, so she takes this cult leader. And says, the city of Humane thanks you for your efforts.
Yep.
Have fun with your ghost.
Yep.
Buy glam merchandise.
She says, wait a second. Hold up.
What?
Are you glam?
Are you... happy about that particular option?
She says, I missed the fight yesterday because I was on duty, but as my faithful watchdog, clearly as indicated. She says, "You're the Glam." She says, "The ones, the undefeated champions that rolled into town and rolled over the sharks."
We did roll them over. We give them the old bloody knuckles. Stab and bludgeon them.
She says, "One second." And she dashes back in her office and she comes back out momentarily, moments later, with a piece of newsprint that has a crude drawing of the six of you on it. And says, "Glam defeats sharks in landslide victory." She says, "Would you sign my newsprint?"
Where did you get that?
She says, it's the Maine Times. She says, it comes out every day.
I'm going to take the blood from my 4 points of damage and just handprint.
Ooh.
That's a signature.
Badass. I'm going to do that, too.
Did you get damage?
You did take damage, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Because I tried the bear, ride the bear.
Sometimes you bite the bear, sometimes the bear bites you.
Yeah, I took some damage as well.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just think it's adorable, like giant wad vein paw print and little gnome handprint.
You don't put your bloody handprints on this?
No.
Badass.
Do not. Because I didn't take damage. Like, it is ridiculous how fast this shit changes, because I drank some salt, and now I'm like, okay, I got I got this back. And then I'm just going to go
down again. Some more salt?
I mean, I probably need to keep my salt intake going, but there's
your
no
say, can you build
it?
We're just going to get you, like, a salt,
salty chips.
Salt block, like they have for, like, deer and stuff.
All right,
carry
so,
with you.
Who signs the newsprint? Everybody else?
Yeah, I'll do that as well.
After you?
Sure.
Based on your face, do I feel suspicious of this newsprint?
No.
Okay.
Okay, do you sign it?
Sure. I don't really know how I'll sign it.
I did the handprint.
Oh, you did the handprint? Okay. She's just like, oh my goodness. She says, you've made my day. First the goat pervert, and then this.
We should buy this bunch of these old newsprints, put our foss on it, and sell it as souvenirs.
Mm. Just so you know, they're making merchandise for us.
Yeah, not fast enough.
But they're making it.
She says, well, she says, don't forget the little people in your name when you become worldwide superstars.
High five. I thought they already were superstars.
Worldwide superstars.
Oh.
All right,
worldwide
so,
in seven cities.
So. You're a main superstar. That is what you are. Way up in the sky.
Okay, so after we turn the goat back into a wizard and get our 36,000 gold apiece, then we go buy a bunch of newspapers.
Let's keep the plans tentative.
Except for the part where we get 36K each.
Yeah. Anything after 36K, let's keep it tentative.
I don't think he's going to pay us.
Yeah.
Maybe we polymorph him into a butterfly.
Maybe we make goat chocolate first and get some money though.
Goat chocolate?
Goat chops.
Yeah.
Chops. What's
up? Alright, so. You head up to the wizard's tower?
Yep.
Alright. At the foot of the wizard's tower is a large market. Vendors selling all sorts of items. You see, like, textured cloths and seafood and trinkets and bottles and vegetables.
I have an idea. So we're going to go talk to this lady who apparently turned the goat into, well, a goat.
Mm-hmm. Rumple in, Jane.
Maybe we wrap the goat up and tie him to the back of. Do you mind? Because you're strong enough to carry a goat, so she doesn't see the goat at first, so she doesn't know we're coming.
Stealth goat.
Stealth goat. We need a stealth goat.
Very small.
Pack. Could we make like a baby Bjorn? It's so cute behind him, and like the legs are all like wrapped up, and
mm-hmm.
like
just
a little papoose.
Put him in a big backpack.
I like baby Bjorn.
Or, you know, those, like, wraps with the shawl. He's got a colorful scarf around his midsection.
I feel like I'm big enough to pick up the goat underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Or we disguise it as a horse and I ride it.
You mean a pony?
You mean a
mastiff? I think you could just ride a goat.
Like, there's no... You, if you were getting a riding animal, you would use a mastiff.
As you guys get to the market, Arika Mika says, "Now be careful. Rumpelstiltskin is quite the devious wizard. She'll come at you sideways."
Can you give us any advice about maybe her weaknesses?
Well,
or a way to sneak up on her.
I go out and buy
chocolate chip ice cream.
She likes chocolate chip ice cream.
Who doesn't?
Anybody? Anything else?
He says, she's a wizard, so swords are, she's pretty allergic to those.
Okay.
I come back with my cloth and dump it on top of the goat.
What's this nonsense?
Anything that she's particularly good at avoiding?
Who doesn't love a show?
She's naturally suspicious. Hmm. And power hungry.
I turn you around and start rigging up a backpack.
All I'm saying is we haven't had, like, a group number in a while.
Deku says, oh, no.
Oh, shit. A group number in a waddle?
In a while.
What's your group number?
Like a song and dance number.
Mm. Oh, we're so good at entertainment, we could put on a spectacle and lure her out of her tower.
Oh. Thinking.
I mean, maybe...
Come on, look at that.
No, it's too intelligent.
So, what do you
think? Am I successful in boosting baby Bjorning the goat?
Yeah.
Do we dress and drag into the hula?
That sounds
great. That's why she looks so happy when she's camping. It's ridiculous.
Come on! I think you look great. That is from The Lion King.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well. The show.
I put water over there.
Did she actually figure out that it was water for her though?
She smelled it.
Huh? It looks like a happy puff.
Good, yeah.
It's hard to maintain concentration in the session when there's just this happy teen little pup. Alright, so you papoose Eureka Mika. He's like, this isn't dignus, but I will accept it.
If he throws his head about, I wrap another piece around his ears.
Hey, wait a second.
I have no concern because I can't understand the
game. Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba.
Bye
bye. Ba. Don't want to be the fool for you.
So what is your plan?
So there's a market near this tower.
Yeah,
right?
Like surrounding it.
Yeah, we're in the market, right?
Yeah, you're in like the U District Farmers
Market. We can ask the folks here about, you know, Rumbling Jane. Now, what do you think about her? Because they live near this tower, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to one of the towers.
Well, we are famous and, you know, performers. Like, maybe we can just show up and be like, we came to pay our respects.
Yeah, but I want to know what the locals think about that.
Alright, so you go up to one of the vendors, he's like, hello, would you like some farm fresh kale? He says, only 6 gold pieces for a bundle.
What?
He says, this is organic.
It's a superfood.
That is 6 weeks worth of wages, you crazy person.
He says, people here don't seem to have a problem paying it.
This is a really rich neighborhood then.
It is, actually. Look around, you see, like, a yogurt shop and
The old yogurt shop
and, like, 3 coffee shops.
Maybe we could sell our artisanal cheese.
She says, kale?
No.
Maybe not yet. I'm looking around in the market. I'll come back to you.
He says, you're not going to buy anything.
Maybe.
That's what everyone says when they're looking around and they think that the kale's too expensive, they say, oh, I'm still looking around, I'm not going to buy anything yet. And then they never come back.
Maybe try not charging 6 weeks worth of wages.
Tell you what, for you, I'll give you the kale for a gold piece.
I smell it.
Smells good?
As a turtle, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have any gold. I think I spent all my money.
I can lend you 1 gold piece.
We're about to make 36,000 gold.
I think that's not true. Oh, I have money. Never mind. I can spend a gold.
All right.
And then I will eat it as we walk through the market.
I'll ask him about how long he's been here.
He says, I've been coming here every Saturday for the last 6 years.
Six years,
huh?
What's that?
Is today Saturday?
It's Fantasy Saturday.
So I asked him, so you must have known the old wizard who used to live here, Rika Mika?
Oh, yeah. I remember Rika Mika.
What happened to him?
Just vanished one day. And that's when Rumple and Jane took over.
And how is she?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, she's no Rika Mika. Everyone loved Rika Mika.
So he wasn't an asshole?
No, he'd come out here with his lute. He'd play music for the kids.
Hmm. And they still like
him? Oh, that kind of lute.
That's what I said too in my head.
He says, I mean, he is a wizard, so he is weird. Mm-hmm. Weird wizard stuff, like lots of wizards, but... Mm-hmm.
But otherwise...
The Rumple and Jane, I mean, like, she's got a little bit of a harsh of her mellow, you know. She raised the booth fees for the market.
Hmm.
And she never comes out and plays the lute. I don't think she ever really comes out of her tower much at all.
Huh.
Can I do a deception check?
Sure. What are you trying to deceive this person into thinking?
Oh, sorry. Can I, like, I want to know if he's lying.
Yeah.
Inside check.
Inside, yeah. Okay.
Eight.
This random kill farmer is Rumpelin Jane. No, he seems to be honest. I mean, obviously he's overcharging for kale, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone's got to hustle.
I'm curious as well. Can I do the same thing?
So most people don't even try it, act like.
Yeah, can I do an inside check as well?
Mm-hmm.
That's under wisdom. Plus seven, I think.
Oh,
cool. All right.
21? Yeah, I mean, this person seems to be overcharging for kale, but otherwise, believe what they're saying.
Okay. So she's slightly worse off. I thought I was going to know.
Yeah, I miss Rika Mika. Played a stick loop.
Okay.
Played a sloop?
that's one of those portmanteaus.
Do you ever see people go
in your character voice? What?
Did people ever go in?
To the wizard's tower?
Yeah.
Not on the farmer's market day. I'm sure Rumple and Jane has visitors throughout the week.
Do they ever come out?
Surely.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
He says, he's asking a lot of questions about Rumple and Jane. Wait.
We heard she was really famous.
Did she send you here to spy on me?
Is that the kind of thing she would do?
I don't know, but am I up for the booth of the week?
No.
I've never won.
Probably because you
charge six gold a week on kale.
Y'all are hating on this artisanal kale seller.
1 gold is a week's worth of wages.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying there's a lot of vitriol about
isn't
kale.
Isn't this like $3,000 kale? Isn't that the comparable
what
that we're looking
$3,000
at?
$3,000 a week?
No, it makes us $3,000 for 6 weeks of work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about
$100.
I mean, this person's bilking the rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you say it that way.
So I guess
and then suddenly I'm fine with it.
We've gone into Nordstrom and are complaining about their prices.
Yes.
Oh my god, your Twitter about, like, what was it, the $60 or the $20 pants and the $1,600 pants?
Yeah. I was browsing on Nordstrom for some reason and they had some $40 pants and they had some $1,600 pants.
Unless the $600 pants is giving me a hand job while I wear them, that's not worth it.
Yeah. They also have to clean themselves too.
Yeah,
because you don't want to walk around.
Oh yeah, no, you don't want to walk around. Sticky.
It actually keeps that and then dispenses it into the condom
as
that
cheese.
Colleen found.
It dispenses it as cheese.
That's what they're doing. They're
making dick cheese. No. That's what that is. Just a reservoir for dick cheese.
I'm an artisanal dick cheese.
Well.
Is there anything else I can do for you? Any more kale you want, or...?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
It is very good kale.
Mm.
Perfectly fresh and ripe.
Is it better than the kale?
Which still tastes terrible.
It's much better than the
kale.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you smell anything else?
Well, yeah, I sell lettuce, cabbage.
So all the boring veggies.
So are you looking to up your veggie game?
That got weird real quick.
Mm-hmm. No. He says, I also sell peppers.
Sorry.
I'm good.
When you come down thanks. To the fire.
He says, are you sure? Because he pulls out this glass vial that has a pepper in it. He says, this pepper. He says, well, fuck your day up.
In a good way or a bad way?
It really depends on how you feel about spiciness.
Stumbleduck, I dare you.
Like hallucinogenic spiciness?
No. I'm just saying the spice will take you to a whole other world.
Nerd.
I'm gonna pass.
Stumbleduck passes on a dare.
Well, maybe if it was someone cool doing it.
That's fine.
You do it first, and then I'll do it.
You're probably not ready for this level of.
There you go.
He puts it back.
The duck is just weirded out by this day. So I want to find.
He smells of a strange spice that he describes as being called something called patchouli. It's not pleasant, but it's also not unpleasant. It just is.
Not messing with a pepper. That is not a guaranteed good time.
I would like to find a store that has some sort of a protection from magical spells.
Looking for wards against evil, are you?
Yeah.
There's an old guy. He's like, wards against evil?
Yes, please.
What you looking for?
If one were to go into battle with a wizard, not saying who, what would be a valuable spell for them to have to protect against, like, just general magic that might be used against you?
Something like that would be very expensive.
Like how expensive?
Like 100,000 gold pieces expensive.
Uh-huh.
So like a counterspell scroll?
Yeah, counterspell scroll. Yeah, I do have those. Those are also very expensive.
So, is there anything, because everything is so inflated here, what could I...
Do you
want me to
get more?
Do for you that would get me some of that gold.
100,000 gold pieces?
Yeah. I don't think your blowjobs are that great.
You just build me a house.
Okay. Anything else?
That's about it.
I got an AC.
Show
him
your flips.
It says 250 gold pieces. Maybe a scroll of counterspell.
What about a glass sculpture? Of anything you want.
Anything I want?
Anything you want.
What about two guys doing it?
Can't do that. Is that what you would like?
Yeah.
And would you give me 100,000 gold for that?
No.
Oh.
I can get my porn much cheaply elsewhere, thank you very much.
Okay, well, how much would you pay for that?
This is like, I'd trade you.
Trade me what?
Spell scroll. Oh. For the homoerotic art display.
Okay. Sounds good.
But not the scroll's counterspell.
So what is this scroll... Sorry, say it again.
He says, let me just pull up my scroll dictionary here.
Dictionary.
Yeah. He pulls out a book that's just covered in dicks.
What are you trying to say, Sarah?
I got an intake this week with the direct quote, at least I don't suck dick for free. And I mean, you can't argue with the mom's logic there, right?
It's true.
At least I don't suck dicks for free.
Yeah. Somebody accused her of prostitution, and that's how she responded.
Okay.
You don't expect me to do it for free, do you?
I was like, well, she has a point. But here's the most important part. How does it impact her parenting? Because I don't care if she's sucking dick.
He says, here's this scroll. He says, if a wizard hits you with some sort of elemental force, like fire, acid, cold, lightning, thunder, you know, sort of thing.
Okay.
He says, it'll reduce the amount of damage you take.
Okay. I'll do it.
Alright. He says now, he says, one of these boys, one of these men.
Yeah.
Ew.
One of these men.
Ew.
He says, he needs to be a thick boy.
Okay. How thick?
He says,
what look, race?
He says, you I don't care about the race.
Okay.
He needs to be a thick boy.
Okay.
Now, he's the bottom.
Okay.
He says, the top can look like whatever you want.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And so I start grabbing handfuls of sand and throwing it up in the air and making this glass sculpture and pulling and pushing and forming and first I start with the bottom and he is indeed a thick boy.
As requested.
And I get to the face and I make sure that he looks like he's really enjoying it. And then I start first with the penis of the top. And
at this point, you've drawn a crowd. At this point, like some of the parents like cover their children's eyes. Like,
I sidle up to the guy. I'm like, so you're getting the sculpture and you're giving her a scroll. What are you giving her for the show?
Well, he points to the hats on the ground by her feet. Like she's earning her own money there.
Is she actually earning money? Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. Damn it.
You should play a song.
And I'm thinking about the top, and I feel like they should be like, what is like a
half
bowl?
Orc?
Well, I was thinking like a bull,
minotaur.
Yeah, like a minotaur.
Mm, tentacles.
Sir, would you prefer a tentacles or a minotaur?
Minotaur.
Okay, so I start then. Very shaping the horns and the face and the rest, and then one more like addition to the penis, and then finish the rest, and then I quick take out my handkerchief and I and polish it all off. And
he says, "Wow!" He says, "I'm going to be polishing something else off later when I look at this."
Okay, so the scroll.
He hands you the scroll. And the crowd applauses.
Thank you.
In the hat, you've got a bunch of, like, coppers and silvers and gold, worth 5 gold pieces total for that performance.
Nice. 5 gold, people. What?
That's not that. Even an order of kale! Cheapskates.
At the shaming. Another gold pieces worth of coins underneath the hat. Give yourself 6 gold pieces.
Okay.
Think she's worth more than an order of kale.
You hear some muttering in the background, back of the crowd. That's just like, I mean, it is overpriced kale.
Okay, what's the name of the country we're in?
The Free Cities. It's 12 different city states.
Which one is that this one?
Yemaine.
Yemaine. Do you do that in your head every time he says it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I just think Yemen and then say it.
Yamama. Yemaine.
I don't know why I'm just like, Yemaine, YOLO, what? Yemaine.
Yes, it is a bygone, Yemaine is a bygone relic of the Develi Empire and the Tritons Podvodu Empire.
Podvodu?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm just very pleased with the verse that I just
All right, so having acquired your spell scroll and your kale, what are the rest of y'all? What do you do? Arika Mika's just like, well, this has certainly been an entertaining hour.
All I hear is ba ba ba. I tap it on the head. Shut up! You're undercover.
Maybe we should get another goat.
Ooh!
I'm not
a decoy friend.
A decoy go.
We need a decoy go.
Look, I'm not saying that on a lonely night.
Don't miss the company.
I can't hear this, but I'm weirded out.
He says, "But I would like to be a wizard again."
I vote
with a goat companion.
It's never gonna go away.
Let's get this show on the road! And I'm gonna go knock on the tower.
Okay.
Knock at the door.
I feel like you're gonna knock a hole in that wall.
I know, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, really worried. Marty's gonna be like, what the hell?
Marty's not home.
Oh, okay. What level is my spell scroll?
Third.
Okay.
Oh, no, first. Sorry. Observe elements. First level, so that's scroll.
And you can
what
use it as a reaction.
Yeah.
So I don't have not a real action
wall
to go to
Tower of Arc. Are we just gonna
a little,
just hit her?
A little slidey, eye hole thing, soaping. And the voice says, yeah, what do you want?
There's no business like glam, business like no business I know.
You're fucking at my son.
I knock on again.
We're glam and we want a tour.
Hey.
You're glam?
Yeah, we're glam. We won yesterday.
You want a tour of the tower?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Roll me a deception check.
Fuck. I mean, how's my deceptionist's character?
Hey! Not good.
Anybody else gonna back me up?
Nat 20! Ha ha! No, we aren't. Apparently.
Ha ha! I love this game sometimes. Actually, I love to skip all the time. It says, the glam?
Yep.
The ones that rolled the sharks over last night? It's all over the papers. Mm-hmm. Inspiration for everyone who just snapped.
Oh, I don't know.
That already
happened.
Inspiration.
Have
my reaction time is slow.
I know, right?
He says, well, well, I'll be a horse of a different color. And he opens the doors. Doors. He opens the door. He is, in fact, a centaur. he plops open. He says, welcome to the Grand Tower of Rumpel and Jane.
Huh.
And it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Which one are you?
Are you Rumpel and Jane?
He says, no, he says, I am Rumpelin's Jane's, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Her,
servant?
Her valet.
Okay.
My name is Timberly Trumbo.
That's a good name.
So like Kimberly, but with T.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
He says, you can call me Timberly, or you can call me Trumbo, or you can call me Timberly Trumbo, if it pleases you.
Can I call you Tim?
I really don't like Tim.
That's
can I call you Tim Tom?
Tim Trum.
Tim Trum?
I'll accept Tim Trum.
Or if we pronounce the B at the end of Tim.
Tim Trum?
Tim Trum. Tim Trum.
Tim
Trum. Tim Trum. Tim Trum. Tim Trum.
He says,
is that breaking?
He says, I think I broke the turtle. He kind of clops around. He says, well.
I got stuck in a loop.
Tim Trum.
He says, why are you, he says, welcome to the... Welcome to the Grand Wizard's Tower of Rumpel and Jane.
Ooh.
He says, why do you want a tour anyway?
We like
why
cool
not?
Shit.
Well, this is a very cool shit sort of place. It says you are at the front door of the Tower of Rumpel and Jane.
Front door! It's the front door, guys!
Tell
oh my god, it's the front door!
Tell us about this history. Like, who used to live here? Like, who started it? Like, tell us everything.
Really into architecture.
Well, Rumpel and Jane is in fact a very powerful wizard. And this is her tower. I says this tower was built during the Devalian Empire. You'll recognize, of course, Devalian architecture, he says. You know, notice the archways, he says, and the particular way that they round the stone.
I'm touching
ooh
everything.
Ah.
he says, this place is not without its pod voting touches either. He says, you'll notice, of course, the squid motif above the hearth. And there's an advantage.
Stumble duck loves anything with tentacles.
Hmm.
What's the rent?
He says, well, this is Rumpel and Jane owns this place. She doesn't rent it out. Also you, yes.
Is she looking to rent it out, though?
I love that broke her because it was so fucking genuine.
I mean, it's exactly what I was going for.
How many times have you heard that in your life? Also, you, yes.
Where's the gift shop?
Well, we didn't have a gift shop because we normally don't let people in. However, you, since you are famous glam, we made an exception. Also, you, yet again.
Do we give free samples?
Free samples of what, my dear?
Samples?
We don't produce anything here. She is a wizard. She Rumpelin Jane spends most of her time in arcane study, improving her abilities.
Doesn't arcane studies usually produce something?
I mean, nothing that would be in a gift shop.
Or in a free stamp.
He says, perhaps she will cast a spell for you.
Ooh.
He says, for at the end of the tour, you will in fact get to meet Rumpelin Jane.
Ooh.
She says, we were watching your bout just yesterday using her scrying pool.
You mean she was pirating? She didn't pay for her tickets?
I mean...
balls of you saying that to him!
He says, of course, I mean, we've read about your exploits in the paper. Ignore anything I just said.
This is why we need merch, because we're losing money to scryers.
what's his name again?
Timberly Trumbo.
Okay.
Tim Trum.
Let's not break Caitlin again, guys.
Can we call you Early?
So Early?
Timberly.
Tim Trum. He says, Timberly Trumbo.
Who's at the back?
Those are the four appropriate options.
Who's at the back of this group? Like, standing in the...
I'm assuming it's Rotvane, because you're trying to hide the goat.
Yeah.
Okay. I go back to Rotvane and, like, whisper into him. What's the probability that this is actually Rumpelin Jane in a disguise? Like, Arika Mika warned us she'll come up.
Why don't you do an insight check?
You're blowing my mind.
Roll me an insight check.
I will.
Also ask the goat.
I am not very clever at it. It's three with whatever that is.
It seems like Timberly Trumbo is too far.
Yeah, what does the goat have to say though?
I figured it out. It's Timbatrump.
Timbatrump. Alright, so.
It's a thing.
No.
He says, alright, so he says, now this is, of course, the greeting area. And he plops up some stairs. He says, now we're going to the first level. He says, this is where Rumpelin Jane stores all of her magical sundries, all of her material components and things of that nature.
Can we?
Yes, you again.
Can we make sketches and use bright lighting while we're at it?
You're the most annoying museum goer ever.
He says, you may make sketches, but no bright lights, please. They'll affect the integrity of the material components.
Do you have any brochures that catalog everything that's in the tower?
Clearly not, no.
Do you have any reading materials of any kind?
He says, well, I do have this novel. He says, that details the romance, he says, between... Varric, he says, the elven adventurer, and Jolene.
Sounds like a smut novel.
Jolene. It is a smut novel,
Jolene,
yes.
Jolene.
He says, I've read it six times. It's the only book I've ever read.
Is it because you want it to be the only book you've ever read?
He says, I'll be honest, I don't like reading that much. He says, however, Varric and Jolene, he says, just speaks to me on a primal level.
There are lots of other smut novels in the world.
Are there?
Yes.
You have blown my mind. My centaur mind.
Maybe you go down to the library sometime. In fact, you could go right now. We'll sit here and wait.
Well, I would have to escort you out of the tower first, because let's continue the tour, then I will go to the library and apparently find more smut fiction.
Oh, you know, there's, like, so much. You know, you could go run down the library before they close. I'm going to roll persuasion.
All right, let's do that.
And then we'll pick up where we left off.
I hate this game sometimes. What'd you get?
I gotta do the numbers.
Did you roll a natural one?
No.
I did.
So you win.
You win.
Modified 21. Well, obviously it's modified.
He says, well, I must get to the library.
Yes, get a library card. That might take a while, so you need to go before they close.
And he dashes out.
Everyone, hey!
I'm not going to.
We just
talked our way into a tower.
Do we live here now?
Do we know if there's anyone else in the tower?
He said we get to meet the lady lady. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, is there anyone
but now
else
we get to
her?
Arika Mika says, well, that was quick thinking of your friend. Rumpelinjane is at the top.
But where's the wand thing?
Probably on her.
Do you want on the ground now?
Yes, please!
Dump out the backpack thing.
And you find that the goat is eating all the snacks you hid in your fur.
The goat has chewed a little bit on Piglet.
No.
And there's a little buckets that kind of roll across the floor.
You put him on your back with your Piglet, and he...
I thought he's not even
but
front.
I don't know that you noticed that yet.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But the next time you look at Piglet, it will have been chewed upon.
I just convinced the centaur to go to the library.
I fucking love this game.
For porn.
Best game ever made.
For porn!
The unison. The unison.
For porn.
The libraries for porn.
For porn.
Write that down. For porn! Alright.
Gary Gygax, rest in peace, my friend. You've made the best game that's ever been made. Alright, so. You guys are in the Wizard Tower of Rumpelinjane.
Mm-hmm. And we're touching everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we should go straight up. I guess the question is, are we spending time trying to ransack things, or are we just going up to attack her?
I think we should go straight up.
Oh. Yeah.
Fair. All right, let's go up the stairs.
Because I believe you told me that the goat told us that she's Trixie.
Yeah. So she probably already knows that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should make the big dude go first. Should be in the front of the queue. I'm basically
just
going to push you.
Okay, well, they're out of character. I'm not going to talk to her much. So does anyone want to try to talk to her?
No.
She's probably just... Yeah,
she's not
probably just
going to be.
We're just taking the goat's word for it?
I think we also talked to some other people.
Yeah,
everyone we talked to said that he was good and, like, that
she was a
dick.
Alright, but we also never insight checked the goat.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
No, because you can't talk to the goat.
I did.
Okay.
I mean, we also don't, like, have to flat out kill her. We could disable her and then interrogate her.
Yeah, I mean, so the main
She also has a polymorph wand, so she could turn me into a worm or something.
But
so, just be aware.
The main
don't
thing about wizards is they don't tend to have very high, like, strength.
Yeah, one punch in the face and she's probably down.
Yeah, so we just need to get to her. So it's one of those things where, like, the first couple people might get knocked out, but hopefully... Like, we'll be
is
able
this a
to
kind of like
her.
Like there's like stairs that just go all the way around and spiral up?
Yeah.
Like, how do we get up?
So what if we do that and we wait outside the door and listen, and when we're pretty sure she's just on the inside of the door, like, knock the door down on top of her? I'm serious.
Well, let me be like at least half a floor forward, if not a full floor.
Yeah.
And then I will go into stealth.
Yeah. Who has
I also have high stealth. I'll go second.
Well, I was going to say high hit points to possibly take the brunt of
attacks. I have 49 hit points, so...
We didn't take any long rest or whatever since the last thing.
We
right?
did, yeah.
Did we?
Well, no.
Not since the street.
You took a short rest. So you can take short rest, which means you can spend hit dice to regain hit points.
No, wait. So if I do short rest, what?
Do a short rest, you can see. So you're what, 6th level now? 7th level?
7th level, I think.
So you have 7 d10 hit dice that you can spend. And every time you spend one of those, you roll that d10 and add your con, and you get those many hit points back when you take a short rest. And every long rest, you get half of those hit dice back.
Okay. Hmm. Do I just basically just take one d10, I guess, and then add it?
Beast.
This is a d10. Yeah, this is a d10. Okay. Ooh. Zero.
So it's 10 plus your con modifier. Zero's a 10.
Okay.
What's your con modifier?
Constitution modifier is 0.
Alright, so you just get 10 hit points back.
Okay.
Anyway, so you guys are climbing up the ring.
I only got 2. Because I rolled a 1.
And that's the roll. So you can spend multiple hit dice. You can spend up to...
We almost never use them.
Yeah,
go
that's
for
fair.
It.
I'm just... Okay, I forget about it, so I'm not going to use them during a fight anyway, so I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm full.
You can't use them during a fight anyway. So
yeah, you have to use them during a short
I can use multiple of these
D10s? Yeah.
As
many as you need. Up to 10.
Go for it.
They're really more important, like doing dungeon crawls and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I got a 9.
Okay. Things are less likely to come up for this sort of episodic storytelling that we do with this group.
Yeah.
But my max is 47, so I can only do up to 47.
Okay. Anybody else need to use good dice?
Right. No, some of us just didn't get hit. It's a much better plan.
Ditto.
So, we're going to attempt stealthy stealth. At least be super, super quiet while
we stealth checks. What are the rest 24. Of you all doing?
I 21. Think I do the Radiant Soul thing.
Just that is not stealthy at all.
No.
Can I?
But they're like a floor
stay a floor down.
Yeah, I'm not going up yet, but I want to be ready in case I need to.
Can I roll a stealth check, but hang back if it doesn't turn out well? It's a worthwhile question.
It is a great question.
Yeah, great question. Unfortunately.
Okay.
I'll I'm not doing well with this. I'll just hang back.
Yeah, you have to commit.
You're so squeaky today. 20. Nice.
Plus
3,
so 23.
Nat 20.
All right, so you three head up. The other three kind of hang back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you make your way to the top. In the center of this circular room, you see a desk, you see this kind of a short, heavy-set, looks like a human woman, darker skin, and a bushy black hair tied back. She's frantically scribbling in a journal.
I'm going to try to sneak attack her, because if I get a surprise, I get extra damage.
Do we see a staff?
You're
downstairs.
It's
I
a
thought
wall.
I went up.
Did you roll a stealth roll?
Yeah. Oh. And he said you three, and I thought you were pointing at me.
Oh, I didn't realize you did also. What did you get in your stealth check?
21.
Okay. So the four of you are up there.
Okay.
That's just Tell, Ian, and Panic. They're back.
Yeah.
And the goat.
There is, in fact, a wand hanging from her belt.
Okay.
Staff, though. Were you talking about people?
No, she meant like
the
stage.
Wand. Whatever the fuck the goat is after.
A wand.
Just a wand, yeah. Wand of polymorph.
Mm-hmm. And the goat's hanging back with you, too.
Okay. So she has it on her.
She at least appears to not be aware of us, so I'm going to attempt a surprise attack.
All right, we'll go straight into initiative then, I guess.
Yeah, Phil.
Coo-coo-coo.
Nice.
All of us.
20.
Eight.
Okay. 21. I like having advantage on initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Do we all have advantage on initiative?
No,
it's
not
just you. Because you're
Thank you.
Blah.
I think I have the same one, but black.
Mm-hmm.
Akron, what'd you get?
9.
DQ?
20.
Stumble deck?
Modified 20.
Panic?
22.
Nice. Damn, you guys are dropping bombs.
Damn.
All right, then.
21.
Alright. Tell.
8.
Doesn't matter, you're a different floor.
Yeah, I'm out of the back anyway, so it might be just as good.
Does the goat need to roll?
Yeah, you roll.
Okay.
Alright, so Pinnock, you go first, but you're a floor down, so you move up. Alright, Vane, you're up. She doesn't seem to notice that you guys are here yet.
So on a surprise, do you have advantage? Or is it just a regular attack?
Yeah, you have advantage.
Okay.
Poor woman. She's just working on her studies. Out of nowhere. Bear.
Natural
20.
Sorry.
Great, what?
Even though I'm below, am I able to cast a spell?
Yeah.
How many feet away am I from her?
Well, you can't see
her. You have to see her.
But you're...
Do I, though?
For a spell?
For a spell, yeah.
What spell?
Fear.
Yeah, you have to see her.
Okay.
Any creature you can see?
No. It just says each creature in a 30-foot cone. So
I think you're probably further than 30 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to be up a floor.
That's fair. Okay, I'll just move up then. Okay. Thought I'd double check.
All right, my bane.
Natural 20.
Critical hit. Roll your other two attacks.
Another natural 20.
Nobody else is going!
And a 2.
What's the 2 equal?
That'd be 10.
Roll your 2 critical hits.
Do I double the die or the result?
You roll twice as many dice.
Okay. Would that include my surprise attack? Because if once per combat, if I surprise a creature and hit it with an attack on my first round, the attack deals an extra 2d6. So would that be 4d6?
It would be 4d6. Obviously for the first attack. No,
yeah, right.
Still, you're using your Bugbear Sneak Attack ability?
Yeah. Okay, so...
I think this is the first time you've used that this campaign.
Yeah, it's hard to be the first one to attack.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever surprised in an arena.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Okay. And then...
I am a
17. 19 for the second one. So 22 and 19.
All right.
Very, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, she's not bloody.
Third one whiffs.
Oh, she's not bloody?
Oh.
She's probably very surprised.
Yeah, she says, what the fuck? She says, Chewy, is that you?
Chewy?
Stumble duck.
Sorry, what did you do to her?
I
beat the shit
out
of her.
A lot, but she's not bloodied yet, apparently, so she's very strong. She just took 40 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah. Guys, we may have fucked up.
No, I mean, we knew. She runs a wizard tower, so.
Stumblefuck?
Yeah.
I mean, it's too late now. If you don't attack her, she's going to kill us all.
No. I think what I want to do is run up and, like, punch her in the gut and grab the wand and throw it towards the door. Tell me how to do that. I guess I could hand axe her. I'll axe her.
Axe her a question?
I'm going to axe her a statement. Shit.
No, you don't.
16
will hit.
Okay. For fucking 5 points of damage, and then I want to grab her wand off her belt. Would that be a dex, or?
You would need to roll an acrobat. Let's see, hold on. I'll let you choose between athletics. No, it'd be athletics.
Athletics.
And she would choose acrobatics or athletics to oppose you stealing the wand off of her belt.
Oh, damn. If you let me use acrobatics, I got a better bonus on that. Fuck. 10.
She rolled a 2. She snatched the wand from her belt.
Nice. And I throw it towards the door.
All right. Piku.
So she's still super surprised, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a wand at your feet now.
Can I use the wand?
You could certainly try.
Do I think that would fuck my life up?
Who knows? Or you could throw it back down to the goat.
Well, we turn her into a... Not a cat, because a cat would be a dumb idea. If we turn her into, like... A slug or something, then she can't fight us.
Yeah, and if you blow yourself up...
It's a wand of polymorph. Worst comes to worst, you guys are going to have to fix
it. She's a Tora magic bird. She'll have better intelligence stuff. I don't know what sort
I'm intelligent. No, I'm not. I don't know if I'm intelligent or not. I'm not terribly dumb.
You're a monk.
I know.
So, Nikki, what do you do?
Who can speak to the ghost again?
I cannot. Anyone here. Mm. I will go ahead and, since there's a bunch of naysayers up here, I guess I'll throw the fun wand down the stairs and cast.
Do what Deku wants.
That's fine. I will cast Radiant Sun Gold.
That was the charm.
Yeah, I'll cast Radiant Sun Gold.
Okay.
16.
That'll hit.
Okay, and then I'll use a key point to make special attack twice as a bonus action. So,
oof. Well, hold on, you get your second attack first. So you get two attacks, and then you get two more attacks with your flurry. Because even now that you're seventh level, you have two attacks per action.
So even...
So you'll get four attacks total.
I thought it was only two physical attacks, not two spell attacks.
No, you get two attacks with your Radiant Sunbolt.
Okay, well, it missed anyway, so 9. I assume
that one.
Yeah. And then I'll spend the key point. Nat 20.
Yeah.
And then...
Macro, you're up next in the tell.
7 plus 6, 13.
That'll hit.
So I got three hits and a 20?
3 hits, one of which was a 20.
Okay, so those are D6s, so 1, 2... Where the fuck did my D20 go? Where are my dice? Here. No, I need D6s. I'm missing a D6. That sucks. So 3 attacks, and one of them was a D20. One of them was a critical.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of damage.
Lots of fucking... Not as much damage as you would hope, honestly. So 12 plus... 9, because you don't add the modifier to your bonus, right?
So 21 points?
Yeah.
She's playing now.
That'll
do it. 3 criticals, I would hope.
Yeah, right? That'll do it.
So, I mean, we don't want to kill her, right? We just want to, like, make her unconscious.
Just as long as the final blow isn't a magical blow, we can choose to make it disabling instead of killing. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of just want to take, I kind of just want to take the handle of my short sword and bone crumb head.
All
right. Oh, she's not that close yet, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
just,
think
yeah,
so.
Just go for
go full attack.
Attacks and see what
okay.
happens.
Okay, how far away is she?
You can get to her.
Okay. So I'm going to,
two attacks and then flurry of blows for another two attacks. So spend a key point and then we'll be 4 attacks.
So what did you just do to her? Like in which range were you? Like were you up high? Were you low? Were you coming at her from the side, from behind?
Oh, I was probably just standing in the doorway and then I'd move out of the way so you can follow.
Well, you either run up to her to punch her.
I used Radiant Sunbolt.
Oh, for your flurry of blows.
Yeah.
So she's just hadoukening from the door.
Choom, 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 choom. Is what I
So Rotvane's up next to her. He's been swiping at her shoulder.
And then I'll just
Don't
step out of
me.
The doorway so you can get through.
Wait, is your motion set off?
You went first.
You went first.
And but you couldn't
you
do
moved
anything.
Up, so you'll next turn.
Apparently nothing else
now.
Was set at all.
Actually,
yeah, but I thought
the
I was
wand
right
will be right
before
right
you.
Yeah.
You were first, yeah. You moved up.
And you couldn't do anything.
Yes, but before you go, I should go because I am first before you in turn order.
I'm not going now.
You did go. On your turn, you moved up, so that next turn you can do shit.
Yeah, it's not... We haven't gotten all the way around.
He was about to go next.
No.
No.
Okay. No, Colleen is.
It's Colleen's turn.
So, I am going to...
Then Tell, then her.
Then you.
Then you.
I thought you said Robin was going after Colleen.
No.
I was like, wait a second.
No.
with me and then with you.
I want to do that classic, like, video game move.
That's cool.
Where you, like, run, jump, and then you take your sword and plunge it down.
You might need that.
Nice.
Only two attacks for the sword.
Set
the
or something.
That'll hit. Only another attack.
10 plus...
That'll hit.
Okay.
And then your two punches.
Do you use the last of the battery? It did.
For one punch, do you want to use the key action to do two more punches? Or?
Yeah.
All right, so two more punches. Hit. Hit. All right, so roll me damage for two sword attacks and two punch attacks.
Okay.
Good job.
And I think it's a d6 for...
Yeah. Two sword attacks and two punch attacks, mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
Yep. So it's just 46 plus 12.
Okay, 46.
Plus 12.
Seven.
Seven.
So roll again.
Plus six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seven plus six.
Okay. So that's two, you roll two seven plus six. It's 14, 14, 26 points. All right. She's barely hanging on.
Really good.
So I'm behind, right?
Yeah, so you spend your action getting up.
Yeah. Can I get Ayan up as well in the bonus
action? Yeah, both of you get up.
Yeah.
Okay. It's her turn.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, her turn. She spends her turn not being surprised. All right, Panic, you're up.
Alrighty.
She's looking near death's door.
Okay. Well, I think that I am... going to pick up the polymorph wand and cast polymorph on the goat.
On the goat.
To try and turn him back into a human.
Make me
an
arcana check.
Okay.
Glad I didn't touch the wand!
Natural one.
Oh no.
Oh.
You have inspiration! You have inspiration!
Yeah,
I do have inspiration.
Do you want to use your
inspiration? You should use your inspiration.
17.
Oh, okay.
Plus
2, 19.
Right.
Okay. So you cast a spell. As you cast a spell, the wand sparks and crackles. You realize as you cast it that there's this sort of bulbous rune-inscribed iron band on it, and there's cracks running up the length of the wand. You get the idea that the wand is damaged. But luckily, you passed your arcana check, and the goat turns back into... his natural self, which is this Triton wizard, so this fish person wizard, and he's like, "Oh, thank the fucking gods!
Oh.
I'm back, baby!"
It was. I am so surprised that wasn't all a fantasy.
Oh, hands! I have hands again. If you had kept the one, he would have been turned.
If I'd kept the one,
he would have been turned into a hideous lump of limbs, organs, and facial features.
Cool.
And then died. and then the wand would have exploded. Thank you. You're the best. Rotbane.
I'm going to attempt to grapple her to just end this, basically.
All right, roll me an athletic check.
17 plus 8.
You have her grappled, but she can still do spells and shit.
Well, basically, I thought her hands would be, but still, it seems like...
She can't run.
Yeah.
Stumbleduck?
But maybe now someone can reason with her.
We never tried that to begin with. We don't know that she's unreasonable.
Yeah, but now she's seen her former friend.
Master.
Yeah, I think she is probably going to be super desperate, so I'm going to wound her, but try not to kill her.
Okay. You're hitting her with the blood side of the thing.
Yeah, I only rolled a 5, so... 11. I don't remember what her AC is.
11 will miss.
Okay.
Oh, don't you get advantage when they're grappled? Maybe not.
Hold on. Let me look.
I mean, she is being bear hugged. That's a fair point.
Is she being restrained, though?
Mm.
Yeah, fuck it. You have advantage.
Okay.
She's been grappled by a wookie.
19?
Okay.
Okay. What the hell are you doing, computer?
What you growling at?
Scared to step outside.
All right, well, you're setting it down. With advantage.
Calm your butt down.
Well, I rolled an 18, so.
Well, roll it just in case you get a 20.
Nope. For another 4 fucking points.
She's knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
Oh,
good,
good.
I lay her down.
Clunk her on the head and she falls unconscious. Oh, yeah. Well, you guys did it. You brought me back to my natural wizard form.
Yep, that'll be 36,000 gold apiece.
Yep.
I hold up
not
my hand.
A piece.
She's trying it, man. She's trying it.
36,000 apiece, I think it was 6,000 apiece, I'll have you know.
No. No, it wasn't.
Stumbled up. We're okay with 6,000 apiece.
Don't be greedy.
And we're a magical item each.
Power word says what?
Please?
No, no, see, I could kill you with a word. But I'm not going to, because you helped me.
I pat him like I did when he was
Panic
a
Panic still has the wand that can make you a goatee.
No, Panic doesn't want to use that wand again. It is fucked. That is a fucked up wand.
He says, I'll have my wand back, please.
Oh, y'all, he's a super fucking powerful wizard who could kill us all where we stand. Let's take our money and leave.
He says, Panic, my
Seriously.
Friend, can I please have my wand back? He says, not something you want to keep, he says. He says, I see that Rumpelin Jane has modified it in such a way that it's become very dangerous.
I don't know these people. Can I just have my money and I'll leave?
Yes, yes, I'll give you guys your money as soon as I get my wand back.
And magic item each.
Oh my god,
I'll give
stop!
You magic item a piece.
You want to be a goat again?
Maybe.
No!
Maybe.
He says, do you want to be a corpse?
Stop! Oh. Up! Stop! We went out of the way to help this fucker.
Yeah, for 6,000 gold pieces
a piece. 6,000 gold a
piece!
This
I'm
going to
hold
really
out the wand
easy.
And say, we should have merchandise.
Roll persuasion.
5.
Air fives.
I mean, he could interpret that whatever way he wanted.
It could
oh
be just he makes us some cool merch.
He says, I will give you each a magic item. First, give me the wand.
I was holding it out to him.
Take the wand. He thought you were going to cast it on him and
no.
turn him into a gelatinous pile of limbs.
No, no, I was holding it out like, here you go,
yeah.
but we
Handle
should have
first.
Merchandise.
All right, what kind of armor do you wear, Stumbleduck?
Not good enough.
It's like a breastplate, right?
I have an armor of fire resistance breastplate.
Like plate mail, or...?
It's breastplate. Medium armor.
He gives you cast-off plate mail. He says, look. He says, it's plate mail, which is better than what you got. And you can get out of it super quick. So if you want to fuck, you can fuck.
So basically,
no,
it opens up
you.
And you can step
question.
Out.
How did
He's been listening
that?
To you all
day.
It's
better than what you've got.
No, it is better than what you've got. Because normally, if Chris were to follow the rules, it would take you, what, 15 minutes to get out of her armor?
Mm-hmm.
Or something ridiculous?
But, I don't... Why do I ever need to get out of my armor quickly?
Because you fuck everything! We're not wrong!
I mean, it's not like... I chop someone's head off and then start undoing my trousers.
I mean, it kind of
is. I plan my dates.
Anytime we're at any sort of meal, you're like, hey.
Am I wearing armor at a meal?
I assume that we wear our armor
Look,
pretty much
every day. There are actually mechanical reasons why you might want to get out of your armor within one action.
Does it provide me better protection than what I currently
yes.
have? Okay, then give me.
Greedy.
I say that to the character, not my nice DM who puts lots of effort into things.
Whose character we just decimated in a round and a half.
For you, Panic, he gives you an instrument of illusions. These are all, by the way, in D&D Beyond, so you can add them to yourself.
Oh, okay.
So cast okay. off armor.
Also, when you said cast off armor, I'm like, you're giving me secondhand armor?
No, no. Panic, instrument of illusions. It's, I don't know if you ever saw the season finale, the series finale of Futurama, but it lets you, when you're playing this means of instrument, you can create harmless, illusory visual effects within a 5-foot radius of your center of the instrument. And if you're a bard, the radius increases to 15 feet, so you can pretty much play music and make little pretty things that go along with it.
Sorry, you said cast up armor breastplate?
Plate mail.
Plate mail.
Mm-hmm. Which is better than what you have. Tiadiku, he gives you an orb of time. When you're holding this orb, you can use an action to determine whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, or nighttime outside. It's a watch. She gives you a watch.
I know, right? I just got a watch. Okay.
But I mean, that could be helpful if we're in a cave or something.
Yeah.
But is it waterproof?
I have a cloak of a manta ray, so it doesn't matter. I am waterproof.
You're also a turtle.
I know, right? Turtle, turtle.
Do they make her use a shield? Nobody here uses a shield, do they?
How do I find items to... Like, I typed in my equipment thing, but it's not...
You go to just add item. You click on add item.
Okay.
Let's see. Who will... for you, Ratvane, he gives you a talking doll.
Creepy!
Well, this stuffed doll is within 5 feet of you. You can spend a short rest telling it to say up to 6 phrases, none of which should be 6 words more than 6 words long, and set a condition under which the doll speaks each phrase. You can replace old phrases with new ones. Whatever the condition, it must occur within 5 feet of the doll to make it speak. For example, whenever someone picks up the doll, it might say, I want a piece of candy. The doll's phrases are lost when your attunement to the doll ends.
Perfect. Can you make our bird fly?
I don't know. I already gave her anything anyway. For you, Tal, he gives you an arrow of walloping. Walloping ammunition. This ammunition packs a wallop. A creature hit by the ammunition must succeed on a DC 10 strength saving throw and be knocked prone.
This is what happens when you browbeat someone into giving it.
This is the stuff I love.
Walloping? I got a watch.
I love it when it's weird.
I see arrow of flame.
Type in walloping.
Okay.
I'm not finding it's
well,
really make sure common items are checked. These are all common items.
Oh, okay.
Because he's not giving you anything better than a common item. You didn't specify that.
I don't see it. Where do I go? I go to equipment.
Add equipment. Make sure common is checked.
Okay, so I go to equipment, manage equipment.
Manage equipment, add item.
Add items.
And then
common is checked.
Common is checked, and then type in walloping.
Am I not in the right...
Weird.
Do I have to see weapon or something? Proficient?
We might not have access to all the expanded stuff.
You should. I will add it for you.
Okay.
Because I can't figure out how to add anything to my inventory at the moment.
Walloping. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. If I refresh it, I should see it, right?
Isn't it here under equipment, and then you say manage equipment?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Panic.
Instrument of illusions?
Yep.
Okay, I found it.
Let her go to the...
I refreshed it for you.
Okay. So, bring the
blow. It says it's blow dart ammunition, but I think it's...
Basically, I can make a light show, like a... laser show?
Well, I think blowgun, yeah, that's what I think. Okay.
What kind of is an arrow?
Okay. Must succeed on a DC 10 strength saving throw or be knocked prone. Cool. I can use the longbow and this?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we also get 6,000 bolt each.
Yeah.
Right.
And for you, Akra.
We'll see.
He gives you a cloak of many fashions. Nice. While wearing the cloak, you can use an action to change the style, color, and quality of the garment.
Okay. I like it.
And then it gives each of you 6,000 gold pieces.
Nice.
He says, I am a wizard of my word. I heard some of you express doubts about my willingness to pay, but here it is.
That's 600 platinum, right?
Yeah.
I shake his hand. You never know.
He says, you're a very suspicious bunch.
Hey, you came to us.
You were a talking
You were
goat.
A goat!
He says, yes, and if your companions had looked at the spell scroll I gave them, you all could have been able to talk to me.
Let's just let's just clarify. You went to the... What are you?
Bugbear.
You went to the bugbear for help.
He was the only one I knew.
What are you going to do with the woman?
You can't have her.
I wasn't asking.
He says, I'm going to kick her out of my tower and never talk to her again.
What about the Timberly?
Timberly Trumbo?
Yeah. Timbatow.
He's cool. I'm going to keep him around.
Timbatow.
I hired him, so.
She probably didn't get a good look at us. Don't tell her who we are.
Maybe why
we don't need more enemies.
You guys have enemies?
Everyone we fight.
They're not really enemies.
No. Co-workers, really.
Yeah.
They consent to be punched in the
face. I think you guys only have one enemy. One nemesis.
Who's our nemesis?
The plant thingy. Plant god.
Calcium.
Didn't we kill him?
No, Calcium got away and you guys were excited because you had your first nemesis.
Yeah.
Got away, but we killed the cultist.
You killed our plant Keisha. You call Kesha.
I feel like our dwarf roadies are on the way to becoming enemies with Robin. Yeah, right.
Who are they?
You got a friend in me.
Alright, so he says, well, I thank you for your assistance and getting me back to my normal self.
It's nice, yes.
It is nice. And I've rewarded you all handsomely.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe this is one last suggestion before we leave. Maybe lower the price of the stall rental within the market.
Well, of course. Who raised it? Not me.
I'm just saying.
$6 kale.
Six gold.
Yeah.
He says,
six gold, sorry.
He says, well, the secret is that guy buckles like a belt. So he, you know, most people only pay like 5 silver pieces for that kale.
I paid a whole gold for that kale!
Should have pressed him harder.
I'm gonna go punch a
You're
kale.
You're rich now.
Alright, enjoy your tower. I say we go get lunch.
What is that? Alright, so. You guys go get lunch, and then Mora and Rorik, get you guys loaded up, and you guys head on to your next gig, and that's where we'll end the session for today.
Yay!
You've completed the Great Goat God Caper.
Is that what it was titled?
Yes.
No, I love it.
I am going to fuck with you people with this talking doll.
Good.
Maybe happy with the arrow.
Maybe next session you also get a song set to the tune of a Jimmy Buffett song as requested.
Ooh,
you were bitching about me not doing any Jimmy Buffett music.
No, that doesn't sound like something I would say.
Yes, it does. Well, that session gave me a lot of good new clothes.
Oh, good. Excellent.